Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive three free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get three free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
This motherfucker, first off,
mofo.
This mofo. You know what he looks like? He looks, you know Kirby's Dream Planet? He looks like if Kirby was wearing a suit. That's what he looks like. He's a little fucking marshmallow puffball who successful with women.
That was such a random mean, like true listeners got that.
Let's be careful. He's going to eat the MacBook Pro and throw a star at you.
Oh, no. Kirby's Dream World. Wow.
You fucking shit dick. You moron. You know what? You're my age. If we were in high school, I'd be picking on your little chubby ass, you piece of shit. At least I was fucking football fat. You were just fucking nerd fat. That's what you were. I was offensive lineman fat. You were, I can't see my dick fat. A fucking son of a bitch.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
What a great comeback. If you're a fat guy, call another guy fat, and you're like, hey, at least I'm football fat.
Yeah, that's, I'm football fat.
That is
son of a bitch.
Funny.
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com. Italiano vero. Italiano vero.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really?
You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. I don't know how to do it. Oh, that's why. Down to like a key plan.
A beautiful thing. And man weep and another man sing.
Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is let's see, Tuesday, February 11th, 2014.
I think you mean Rockuary.
Rockuary. That voice tells you that Royce and Marie are currently at
Poke your head in.
I only have a camera that mounts on my laptop, so I can't actually get it so you get the full view, but whatever. Boom. Everybody's in the house tonight for Dutch and Royce.
In the heezy, for sheezy.
I am Joel Dutch Van Marinen here with my newly married co-host, Royce Sarkeesian.
No, that's not. It's Royce Lopez still.
It's Mr. Sarkeesian to you.
Yeah, but it's not. Mr. Sarkeesian if you're nasty.
Right. And the newly married, obviously, Marie Lopez.
Hello.
That's weird to say. I don't like that.
I know, man.
Isn't that strange?
I don't like it either.
And
we're alone.
My idiot girlfriend, Kelly Curran.
Hello.
So, if you guys want to get in touch with us, our number is 954.
And?
Oh, sorry, Mitch.
Mitch. And?
John Sanzari. Sorry, I'm panicking now because the board, we had to change some stuff at the last second because we didn't have enough headphone jacks.
None of that happened.
We're trying to do this stuff through speakers.
You live in Colorado, man. Don't you, like, smoke weed and then, like, just, like,
forget? Well, Royce has a funny story about that.
Oh,
man.
Well, first off, Don Preppis is saying it's funny because now you put pressure on me. Because now if it's not funny, it was just a story. Yeah, and I look like an asshole.
I think it was more informational.
It was an informational story.
Funny.
Yeah, we drove. Well, the first thing we did when I got off of the airplane was I yelled as loudly as I could, "Where can I buy some marijuana, cigarette, drug, reefers?"
And in the airport? Oh, my God, what are you doing?
Well, anyway, so this lady was this girl. Like, I don't know. How old was she, like?
She was our age.
She looked 30, but she was like, she looked ugly 40, if that makes sense. So anyway, she's like, it's like, if what's there on here to buy pot over there? I'm like, I don't care, lady. But so anyway, she wanted to do a threesome with me and Marina. I was like, no.
Wow.
End of the story. Was that funny?
That last part didn't happen.
It did.
So anyways, these two show up and they're like, oh, we need to go, but you know, well, they forgot to bring their mics.
Hold on,
like,
wait a second, because let's put something in perspective. Dutch wanted me to remember on my honeymoon to bring microphones.
You the one who called and asked me, and I said I would just pick up some mics.
That's not true.
You guys, you called me.
She texted me.
I don't
like that he's
here. I don't like that you're here. Not at the point at you.
I am uncomfortable about that. I don't like this.
So, anyways, like, so we were going to a guitar center to pick up a couple extra mics for tonight. And I get in, and Marie's just giggly or whatever, and you're like, dude, she's so high right now.
Yeah.
I started laughing.
We went to this recreational place because apparently pot is legal here, but there's still cities that only let you buy it medically. And I found that out that we had to drive like 40 minutes towards Pueblo.
Yep.
Pueblo,
so we went to Pueblo. Actually, lady, it was really nice. Called Marisol Therapeutics. Marisol. They pronounce it correct. Marisol. No, that's not the word, but anyway, so we went there. We bought some marijuana, cigarette, drug, reefers.
We window shopped.
Yeah,
oh, I and have a little then, bit of this, and a little, and bit, little that. Bit of that,
and then we also bought some edibles. We bought a couple cookies and a couple of like, I guess you remember those when you were kids. They used to give you those little like caramel squares,
little chews,
yeah,
little chewies.
But pot one of those. So first, let me talk about the store. It's kind of cool because you don't when you think there's gonna be a pot store. This is coming from me. Florida's never had it. So you walk in and you think, oh, it's going to be like Stoners, Grateful Dead. It's nothing like that. It's a business. It is a business like any other business. You walk in, your ID, whatever. Like, oh, you know, you should try this. Oh, this, our specials are this. And blah, 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 blah. So it was kind of cool. You look at the guys, the two stoners in the back that are cooking. Like, they're wearing aprons and, like, hairnets and just giggling and cooking. It was pretty funny.
Flicking each other off for no reason.
We get a cookie. We get back to the hotel. And we're like, okay, well, let's split a cookie. She eats half, I eat half. We're okay. Then we split one of those little.
Do you know how much pot was in it?
Yeah, no, I know how much. It was 100 milligrams of THC. I knew how
so
much
that's
it was.
Like what? Like a regular bowl? I don't know.
It depends. I mean, it's probably like if you were to smoke a blunt. Put it that way.
Just by yourself?
Yeah.
If you eat one full cookie.
Well, yeah.
So basically, you guys shared a blunt.
So she, but apparently, from what I. We figure out is when you eat it, it lasts a lot longer. She became autistic to the point where, I don't mean to be, you know, those kids that are in those chairs that are always like moving around. That's what she looked like. And I'm not even kidding. To the point she sat up and she's like, I'm hungry. I want to go eat. I'm like, okay, well, let's just order room service. She goes, no, I won't go somewhere. I'm like, Marie,
go somewhere.
I'm not going to walk down this where we're staying with an autistic woman. Because you can't compose yourself. So we had to wait another hour for her to make coffee, to compose. You would think that she was coming down from heroin. It was embarrassing. So,
it was bad.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was strong. I felt it. But it wasn't like that. And mind you, this is after she passed out for 2 hours.
Right.
So you probably already slept it off for 2 hours. And she gets up. And I'm like, and she's like, okay, I gotta get unhigh. I'm like, okay, well, you do all the normal things like drink coffee, eat. We went for a walk. Nothing worked. So, are you still high?
I still feel a little.
Okay,
bit of
you
it.
See, that's my point.
It won't go away.
This is eight.
That was the first thing. Like when I walked in, she was like, "It's like I'm so high."
She ate it. Hold on.
Like,
she
I don't think you understand.
You've been a giggly mess.
8 hours ago. 8 hours.
Eight
ago.
Hours ago.
8 hours ago. 8 hours. So come on.
Come to Colorado, everybody.
Yeah. Jesus. By the way, they fucking they'll spoil you here.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Jesus Christ. Florida's terrible, you know, compared to this. But it's cool. I like it.
Well, we already knew Florida was terrible.
Outside of the marijuana, reefer, drug, cigarettes.
It's beautiful.
Really pretty here because Florida's flat and stupid.
Yeah.
So, yep.
But you drove to Pueblo, which is just a desert you guys drove through, basically.
Right.
And it was
but here's
pretty,
the thing. As I told them that, I'm like, well, they're like, it's a beautiful drive. I'm like, it's flat, open, awful field. They're like, but the mountains are right there. Like,
exactly.
Do you not see them, man?
For you guys, like you said, you said it in the car. It's like for us, like for Floridians, you get the beach, you take it for granted. You're like, oh, that's the beach.
Yeah, it's right there.
But for people that don't have it, it's like, oh my God, it's the beach.
Pueblo's a place that everyone in Colorado makes fun of, but to you it's actually pretty. To us, it's the hellhole.
Really?
Well, yeah, see, that's what we refer to as Miami.
Well, yeah, okay, fair enough.
Well, going
Miami
well,
Gardens.
It's always 10 degrees warmer down there, so during the summer it's horrible. I don't know why or what, it's just because of the way it sloped
like
the mountain.
Valley.
It's like a Death Valley type of thing.
And everyone's very nice here. Everyone's
super
very,
nice.
Very nice. Like to the point where it's like alarmingly nice. Like, so, don't be so nice to me.
In summary, this is the direct opposite of everything we're used to.
Where are we staying? We're staying at
the Cliff House.
No, what's the name of the
Where'd
city?
Where'd you stay?
Stupid?
Where do I stay?
Manitoba Springs.
Right.
Manitoba.
Yeah.
Manitree.
That's right.
I was close.
I wonder how they're gonna say the roads that are downtown. Probably T John and Unita. Yeah. There's a lot of roads that are. Named
Wait,
weird
there's
things.
A town called Tejon?
No, there's a road called Tejon, but it's spelled T-E-J-O-N.
Tejon?
No, Tejon.
No, it's Tejon.
Well, if you pronounce
it. No, Tejon. No, that's a Spanish
yeah,
word.
Yeah, if you say
though,
it in Spanish.
Right. Spanish.
But
right.
That's my point. You would totally not get it right.
Right.
Well, no, he would
like
because he's
Hispanic
and he would see
but
it.
But he's not
I'm a good Hispanic.
You're not a good Hispanic.
I am.
You're a terrible
I'm a
Hispanic.
One.
Oh, well, then here's how. Explain this chest
well,
hair.
Well, that does explain your Fila jacket. What are you doing?
First off, some people don't like Europeans. That's the problem. Get out of your Eurocentric bubble, Dutch. You know, Fila's still kicking it over there, bro. In France? Come on.
No. Royce forgot his jacket.
The real reason is this was supposed to be my jacket that I wore under something if it got cold. But I forgot the jacket I was supposed to wear over this jacket. So I just have a Fila jacket now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be that guy.
So anyways, for people who may not know or who haven't been paying attention or anything, why are you guys in Colorado?
We are in Colorado because it is our honeymoon. We got married this past weekend.
Yay!
Woo!
And?
Yay!
Mitch, you were there. You were one of my groomsmen, and so was John. But both of you were literally standing next
right
to me.
Right there.
So.
Well, I was behind Sean. I missed the whole thing.
That wasn't awkward.
And I had a Spanish grandparents whispering in loud voice.
Yeah. Okay. By the way,
oh
I don't know if you
God.
Two noticed, but your grandparents on the right side were they turned into like Asian tourists halfway through the reception. In the fact, they were trying to get like behind the wedding party to take pictures with their very loud camera phones.
It was yes.
Yeah. Her camera that was her John. It goes.
It has like the old timey. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a camera.
But your mother at one point had to go be like, go sit back in your seats.
Yeah.
Because they were just wondering. I guess they thought they had the same privileges as like the actual photographer.
Right.
Which we'll get to her later. But
my photographer was gonna yell at his grandparents because they kept getting in the way and walking up in the middle of our photos to
By
take
the way,
their own.
That photographer, she was like, oh my God, you guys look so funny. Wedding parties normally suck.
She hated us so much.
She hated us.
Because, I want to see all of those pictures. That
she comes to the room with all the groomsmen, the photographer, because you know we're just hanging out waiting.
This is right before the ceremony that everybody had, like all the groomsmen. By the way, is that bad luck to see the bride before she walks down the aisle, or you guys don't give a shit?
I've noticed a lot of people doing that recently, so I don't think
it's
common. It's common these
days. Yeah, having first look photos is a thing now.
But
it's almost as common as people fucking and then wearing a white dress at their wedding.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we went to take the photo. We just can't take anything seriously. So she walks in, the photographer lady walks in, and, you know, we're just in the middle. And by the way, let me explain the groomsmen so you understand the Dutch was coming in, and the horrendousness that was the jokes that were going. There were not little funny, hey, we're getting married jokes. They were fucking terrible.
Right.
It was Nathan, Ryan, John, Mitch, Sean, and myself, and Dr. B. Okay.
And Mersh.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
No,
just that. That's the starter.
That's a groomsman. Mersh wasn't up there yet.
Okay.
So, the photographer walks in.
She's like, oh, take a picture of you guys getting ready. I'm like, all right.
Real quick before you get into that, we were supposed to be at the room to get ready at 11.
Yes.
And the wedding was at 4:30.
So we were like, I was like, I should have brought my Xbox or something because we have nothing to do. But,
but in the meantime.
Doing the microphone thing.
Exactly. Yes.
Because it literally took us 4 minutes to get our clothes on and be ready.
Well, okay, let's tell things in order. You're right, because the photographer came later. To keep ourselves entertained, to go off what Mitch is saying, we had this little portable PA system.
That was supposed to be used for the beach wedding.
But, it's starting to rain, so we had to do it indoors. But anyway, we're at a balcony on, like, the top floor of the Swan Hotel. So we put the speaker out in the balcony, and we go inside, and we're looking out the window. So John and Dr. B and all of us, as people are walking by, we're insulting them and making fun of them. And I think one guy flicked John off for making fun of them.
No one really knew where they were coming from.
Yeah, the guy that looked like Colin Farrell with his knit cap.
So we kept scaring people as they walked. They were getting very, very upset. What was it? What was a mini? Oh, here comes Mickey and his friend Mickey. And they're looking up like, yeah. Who's saying that?
And then I started singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And then there was a guy walking and texting, not paying attention.
He started singing as to what the guy was doing.
Yeah, Brett took video of it.
We have a video.
We'll have him post it later. Yeah, we'll let you guys know what that is. But
anyway. The funny thing was when the photographer walked in, I swear to you, the first picture she took was of my bare feet on top of a nightstand.
Yeah, so she walks in and we're just – she walked in into some fucking really dark humor. It was just – it wasn't even to be purposeful. We were already like in that mode at that point. It's all – named all the people.
Well, I tried to forewarn her ahead of time. Yeah, she called up in the middle of the week.
She was no way she knew what she was walking into, so it was bad. So, she's just like laughing. You can tell she felt uncomfortable. She's like, do something fun. And we all, so what we did was we figured fun. Okay. There's this little love seat that was in the suite that we had. How many of us? Six of us laid on top of each other, like a bunch of straight men. And she was like, are you sure? Yeah, no, we're sure. This is what we want to do.
Yes.
This is do it. And then we all laid on the bed. It looked like the gayest thing.
It looked like a
ever.
It looked like bad. A really cheesy NSYNC CD cover photo where they're all
Royce,
so awesome.
Not as
then.
Gay as I think it was Brett or Sean who was buttoning your shirt.
Oh
from
yeah.
You. And then my inside joke was I would kneel down just in front of your crotch and pretend to hem your inseam.
Yeah. So yeah, she's in. So then we go to take the rest of the photos down there, and She goes, oh, you sure? She kept asking us, are you sure? She kept telling us, do you have to do serious? Come on, serious one, guys. We don't want to do anything serious, you idiot. No one cares.
Yeah, but she was just trying to think like, the conversation after you guys get the wedding album where there's like Marie's going to you. You guys have no pictures. Why are you humping John? Like, what is this?
Well, that's what we want, though. That's what we wanted to begin with.
No, right. You have the photographer for 10 hours. So there's funny moments and then serious moments. So we did have the outdoors, one by one, you stand with each iteration and pair of family member and friends that you can think of with serious photos. But then we tried to do as many joke ones as possible in between, and she's like, you guys are so funny. I can't wait to show these to my other photographers.
They're gonna be so jealous at how wacky you guys are.
Like, Marie's thing was photobombing everybody's photo.
Yeah, Marie, the fucking goddamn Marie gets credit for this. Fucking in a wedding, humongous wedding dress, she's fucking photobombing people. Like, legit photobombs. Like, funny. Wait till they're not up yet. We're going to post them.
And then wasn't there one where I, like, scaled a window?
Yeah. So we're taking a picture with, like, this window behind us. John climbs, like, the window and puts his mouth on like a sucker fish.
Yeah. Well, we had to work with what we got because it was raining the entire day. And I had my girls in, like, a chiffon green dress. The moment they even stepped outside, even if it was only a mild drizzle, the green turned nearly black. So we had to stand anywhere where there was a ledge. And so we were basically just kind of glued to the outside of the building. And so we took advantage of the fact that we were standing in front of a window, and we made everyone go on the other side of the window and then just smear their faces up on the walls. We're taking serious photos.
By the way,
photos.
I got to say, I posted on Facebook, that I'm doing Dutch and Royce, and Leia commented on it saying, on your honeymoon, bro? Yeah, unlike you, we're capable of not touching each other for 5 seconds. Fucking Christ, relax. She was sitting on Ryan's lap the entire night. I was like,
we'll get to that later.
Or how about she was in the dressing room with all the groomsmen?
Leia came in there? Oh, that's where I met her. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, anyway.
Once she got there, she never
She gets very comfy.
Because that's where women belong.
Yes. But anyway, so...
Wait, it wasn't a kitchen.
So before... So before, you know, the whole ceremony takes place, because we had to, at last second, change it and have it indoors rather than having it on the, like I said, we, as if I had anything to do with this, but you guys decided to do it indoors because it's supposed to be a beach wedding. But I walk in and I could tell you guys have been restless and hanging out with each other the all day, because yeah. The second I walked in, you immediately started attacking me, calling me queer.
Yes,
I
was wearing of course.
Yellow shirt and everything. I was like, I just got here. Like,
okay,
Ryan,
hold on.
He was.
Let's be
me.
Fair. He was dressed like a fucking trumpet player.
I looked like Dexter
from Cherry
you
Popping Daddies.
Like you were in a debate team.
Not to be fair, I get that. I get that me and my groomsmen look like extras from Burn Notice. I got it. Don't get me wrong.
Dude, we had enough people for like a ironic softball team.
I was going to say, yes, he's not bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let's just put it this way. None of us were dressed, except for Marie. Nobody was, well, not even that. That dress was a little.
What?
Nobody was dressed. Oh, man. No, for anyone to throw barbs at the other people dressing dumb, I'm pretty sure we were all.
Mersh is the more obsessed with how you were dressed.
Right.
Even though Mersh is dressed like everyone's uncle now.
What?
So
no.
Fucking relax.
He's wearing a suit jacket he looks like a kid who's wearing his uncle's suit jacket. Like the entire, because the shoulder pads stuck out. By the way, you can't have shoulder pads on suit jackets anymore and get away with them. Sorry. And they were sticking out 3 inches past the edge of his thing. He looked like a little kid wearing his dad's blazer. But anyways.
The only people that were dressed properly for the wedding was everyone that wasn't in the wedding.
Yes. Yeah.
The people that didn't get the memo or asked me, hey, is it casual enough to wear this? And I, yes, wear what you want. I don't care. My aunt even told me that my uncle came with like long pants and also shorts. And she's like, does he have to wear the big boy pants or can he wear these? I'm like, no, Uncle does not have to wear big boy pants. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was... We tried our best to make it as not typical boring wedding. And by the way...
And you guys did a good job. It was a lot of fun.
And I'm going to say this, and I can say it now with Dutch, because I always put down Dutch. Dutch made the wedding awesome. He was the best DJ I have ever seen, bar none. Because not even the music was fantastic. It felt like a 90s prom, which was exactly what we wanted.
That's basically what I was going for. Because the way I kind of constructed it was, I was thinking about like what was cool when the club scene mattered.
What I told Joel halfway through, I'm like, you did the exact amount of Britney Spears I wanted at my wedding.
Exactly.
Which is exactly two songs.
Which was two songs.
Perfect. Perfect.
One during
the both of them.
But you got to understand.
And then, Dutch, I got a question.
Yeah.
Are you double jointed in your legs?
Yeah, I was going to bring something up with that.
What?
Your dance? No, it's not a neck. No, it's what? Dutch is a very
He has some sweet ass dance moves.
I was not realizing that he was like popping up and down. And by the way, the DJ booth felt like the core of the sun. It was 1,000 degrees
Dude,
back there.
And everybody thought it was like, you know, stop dancing every fucking song.
I walked back here for 1 second and I was drenched.
Oh, mind you, by the way, okay, so I get there early to this, where we were having the Swan and Dolphin hotel. And I was getting there early because I knew something was going to happen wrong. It always does whenever I set up anything audio.
And it did.
Sure enough, the two speakers you guys bought were passives. We didn't have an active board. So we had to get in touch with the hotel audio-visual people. And they come out and they're like, okay, yeah, we got an active power board for these two. I'll bring them over. Turns out that the one they had, they don't have anymore for some reason. So they just brought out two old-style, like, Mackie... powered speakers for whatever, and then they were like,
which are powered by apparently plutonium.
Exactly. So the back had these two huge heat sinks, which apparently
it was crazy. I mean,
on top of that, and the lights that I had sitting behind me, and on top of that, I was acting like an idiot and dancing around everything. I was like dripping on my computer, my board. I was trying to
By the way. It is amazing to me that What Does the Fox Say still gets that great of a reaction.
Dude, it did get a good reaction.
But the dance floor was packed the whole time. It wasn't those weddings where like, you know, like one or two songs. No, the whole time Dutch was crushing it. It was very,
very good.
That's
not true. There was one moment where Dutch lost
everybody. I was like, what happened? Yeah.
Dutch lost everybody but two people, and I'll tell you exactly what it was.
Friday.
It was Friday.
It was Friday.
Mitch and Sherry.
Mitch and Sherry.
So this comes on.
It's Friday.
And who do I see? I see like Mitch. I see Mitch come bounding out of nowhere and just grab.
I was outside smoking my e-cig with I think Royce and his dad and Murray, whatever. And I heard Friday come on. And, you know, we were mid-conversation. I didn't give – I just ran right to the dance floor.
It was funny. He dropped everything he was doing and ran inside. And by the way, Sherry is amazing and an even more amazing drunk. She is the funniest person.
She is the funniest drunk I've ever met.
Absolutely. Yes.
She is very spunky.
Dude, she was just – I'm telling you, she gets comfortable in the room immediately. Considering my dad was kidding on her the entire rehearsal dinner.
Oh, my God.
Your dad was awkwardly hitting on her.
No, he was. Not awkward. It was straight.
It wasn't awkward. Well, he never paid me, by the way.
Well, you're the idiot. They made the deal.
What was the deal? I missed it.
No, he. At one point, my dad goes, I got money. Like, he was trying to buy her. I swear to God.
Oh.
Am I lying, Mitch?
No, he was. He was trying to buy her from me. He's like, what do you want for her? I'm like, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks? That's good.
Seems about right.
But no, it wasn't just you. Everybody fell. Actually, I think the two stars, Kelly, you were a star, and Sherry was a star.
Kelly and Sherry were inset. You two annoyed me.
Yeah, you.
We started drinking sangria at like 11 o'clock in the morning.
I was standing outside of my balcony.
It just went on from there. We were some of the first people to get yelled at by you guys.
Yes.
Yes.
Because they were walking down, and I was like, hey, what are you guys doing? We're drinking. We're totes drinking.
So, no, I knew it was a bad idea because they left to go while I was setting up the DJ stuff. So I'm panicking because we don't have speakers and all this kind of stuff, and I'm running around with the wedding coordinator trying to figure stuff out. These two idiots come back. It's like, hey. Hey, you ready? Let's hear some music.
What?
And then, like, you know, the two lighting guys are like, who are these broads in dresses? What are they doing?
Yes, but we went to the reception room instead of the groom's room, so.
Yeah, okay, okay, all right.
That is a good point, yeah.
Bonus.
So, but, okay, so, hold on, what else here? There's so, get this.
The speeches?
We're going to get into that in a second. Okay. I definitely have Ryan's best man speech, which we are going to play here in a second if you guys missed
it. Oh, boy.
So, we had all the intros and everything like that, and we were going, you know, like, we had, like, a schedule, and you know, me and the coordinator were figuring out what, you know, the schedule for everything. This happens here, dinner served here, I have to,
by the way,
intro,
side note,
lead out.
Hottie coordinator.
Right?
Oh, my God. I told Marie.
Earmuffs.
That was the first time I saw that coordinator, and I go, if you told me she was hot, I would have gone to these things with you.
Right. Yeah, she was a cutie pie.
Idiot. No, you can take your, I take, she was hot.
She smelled delightful.
Royce was angry that I didn't say it earlier. I'm like, well, one, you didn't ask, but no, I mean, if you'd said, hey, is she hot? I would have been like, yeah.
But in all fairness, most coordinators are usually kind of like how the photographer looked. Like, you know,
yes, okay, exactly. That's what I was about.
Maids for the rest of her life. Because they're gonna get married.
I'm sorry, I just tell you back after Michael because I'm blaring me.
But because. That's what did you think they look like? I go, usually old ladies who never got married themselves, and that's how they live the dream.
Okay, so
not like J Lo.
So
nothing like J Lo.
After Marie's dad's wonderful but lengthy speech,
and he likes to talk with the microphone.
It was the whole time. He was like,
mom kept
grabbing the mic and shoving it in his face, and he's sitting there going, do I really need this? It's like,
do I need
this? You're in a reception hall. Anyways.
No, and he goes, do they need this? Then there was like, no, what are you saying? Even with a microphone, we can't. He keeps spinning it around like a baton.
Dad looks Asian.
So there was that, and then before you guys came in, I don't know if you guys noticed how long it took for you guys to actually come in through the doors.
We noticed because we had to stand.
Exactly. Want to know why you had to stand? Couldn't find the photographer. Want to know where she was?
The bathroom.
She was taking a shit in the bathroom.
She was taking a humongous fat girl shit.
Big fat girl.
She was a fat girl
sweaty shit dump.
Because she knows she was eating that food everyone was eating. And she was taking one of those fucking shish kebab shits.
I felt bad for her, though, because apparently she'd been in and out of there all day. So she had the tummy aches.
Good.
Oh, God. She probably good. Like,
she was a sweet girl. She was like, before any other stuff came up, she was talking to me about, you know, the station and everything like that. So she seemed interested.
She was very interested.
She wasn't interested. She saw you and look at her and listen.
I do look good in the tie.
That's what it was.
She wanted the Dutch cock?
Listen, I love it. Dutch still has hot girl syndrome. Not hot girl syndrome, where he thinks people are genuinely interested in the shit he talks about. No one cares. No one gives a fuck, you dumb blonde. You bimbo?
I was a toehead growing up.
They're interested in me. No.
No, okay, so that, you know, took, you know, whatever. So that whole, And I was like, you know what? I need to, because you guys made it very clear. More dance time, the better.
Yes.
We need to make sure we have it. So, like, I literally cut dinner short after, like, 20 minutes.
No, it was
fine. Everything was pretty much done by that point.
Yeah, it was fine.
So, after the dinner was done, I had the privilege of introducing the maid of honor and the best man.
Yes.
Maid of honor, Tiffany, did a fantastic job. It was very heartfelt. It was very sweet and genuine. But it's not as funny as what we're about to play. So.
Oh, no. This is Ryan's.
And I know Tiffany would be embarrassed if I played her speech here. So we're going to play Ryan's real quick. If I can. Hold on. Ryan.
I'm sure Ryan wants his played.
Of course he does.
He wants everything.
And the thing is, I didn't record everything, but I made sure I turned on the recorder while he had the speech in, or he had the mic in his hand. So
it
here.
It was amazing.
Here we go. Here's Ryan's best man speech.
If I could get the best man.
By the way, that music, it's because Marie required that yep. I played music leading people in and yep. out of their speeches.
I so, wanted everyone to have an intro song.
So hers, the one she picked for Ryan was Danger Zone. This is right when I kicked okay. the music in.
If I could get the best man to come down.
Our wedding was so sarcastic.
He's grabbing the mic at this point.
Hello. All right. It works. So, I have this on my phone, and I'm very nervous, so I'm just going to read it word for word, because I put a lot of work into this. I didn't write it when somebody said best man speech earlier today. So, today's his day.
That was Papa crowd
work,
Lopez.
Crowd work, by the way.
Who's yelling at him?
That was Forrest's dad.
What did he say?
I couldn't hear you.
Something dumb, and he was yeah. like, he just pointed at him and said, "No, yeah. this is he's his day," referring to Royce.
Heckling his son. Yeah.
There we go.
So, it was real important that I come to the wedding of my brother. Between a new job and getting married, it wasn't easy. I drove up 7 hours in the rain from Atlanta, and I got in this morning at 4 a.m. And boy, are my arms tired. When I put on my groomsman's shirt, it was so itchy. It was actually so itchy, I turned around to the boys and said, "What is this shirt made out of? Asbestos?"
Pause real quick. Just want to pause that. That was a joke. Mitch, can you explain it? Because Royce is losing it.
Okay, so... when we were getting dressed at like 11:04 in the morning, putting on the shirts, he said his shirt was itchy. He's like, "What's my shirt made of? Asbestos?" And
it got a
we
zero.
Thought, okay, whatever. It was, you know, whatever. But then he decided he was going to tell every single person that exact same joke. And I'm not talking about every person in that room. I mean, every single person that showed up to the wedding, that same joke. So for 8 hours, it was nothing but, "Hey, this shirt's so itchy. What's it made of? Asbestos?"
Okay, here we go.
And the boys of the dog pound, that's what we call ourselves. The boys of the dog pound, they got a real big laugh out of it. It was good. I heard that the hotel we were going to be staying at was real high class. When I walked in, it smelled like it was built in the 50s. The walls are painted poorly. The decorations are outdated. I thought to myself, "What is this, Jersey?" When I heard that Marie was going to marry a smart, intelligent man with ambition, I said to myself, "Have I met him?" Wait for laughter to die down, end parentheses. It's a good thing I had that footnote. Royce and I were talking about our early days when we were younger. He said, "Just think, 10 years ago I was alone and not thinking about marriage. And now I meet a beautiful, smart, intelligent woman." And I said, "Have I met her?" Wait for bigger laughter to die down, end parentheses. But seriously, folks, I know we've had a lot of laughs today. Between the asbestos jokes and the asbestos jokes that I said later on. Many laughs. But I just wanted everyone to know, when I think of Royce, I think of three words: go-getter, forgiving, and loving. He lacks all those qualities. Wait for laughter that's good enough to end speech on to die down. End parentheses. But honestly, I've known Royce and Marie forever. Marie's been my sister just about as long as Renee, my real sister, has been. Marie's nicer. They are, I read everything on my phone, so for you guys in the comedy biz, this is called riffing.
He put the phone back in his pocket at this point.
No, but I mean, I've known Marie and Royce forever, and they really are great. They say yin and yang, like you always need someone to counteract. Marie's just this very nice, sweet person, and Royce is a horrible person. So together they make one mediocre, passable person.
Passable. That's my favorite word, though.
And that's really all life is. You could really only be passable. Not everyone's going to like you. Fewer people are going to like Royce. But Marie likes him, so it's all good. That's about it. I mean, I wish him the best. Dutch, is that the point? What?
Are you going to say anything nice?
I really do wish him the best. I mean, I kept it clean. Dutch said it would be embarrassing if I gave him the microphone and then he said the toast. So if y'all can raise your glasses with me, I wish Royce and Marie a very long, beautiful life. And I guess that's it. Hashtag shark mode. And thank you.
He put a hashtag shark mode at the end of his best man speech.
Do you guys have a hashtag at the end of your best man speech?
I want to see a best man speech with a hashtag at the end of it besides mine. It doesn't exist.
I was doubling over laughing on the stage. I knew everybody was looking at me, but I was just like, this is the funniest. Here's what happened. When we were in the room before you guys went to your ceremony, I was sitting next to Ryan, and he was typing on his phone. I'm like, let me see what you wrote so far. And he's like, I'm totally going to just Norm McDonald this thing.
Right.
And he hands it to me, and he's like, by the way, I'm reading all that verbatim. And I look down, he's like, you know, parentheses, wait for laughter to die down. I'm like, oh, okay, I get what you're doing. That's great. Now, here's the thing. There's no secret that you two guys were pretty pissed at him before the wedding, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys at one point had said, you know, it'd be really funny, John, if you were to go up and just ruin his best man speech.
And ironically, or actually not really ironically, but I already, without anybody even mentioning it, I already had a speech prepared.
He actually went the extra distance to do that. Well, after I read his speech, or at least, you know, the latter half, I didn't scroll up, I didn't see the earlier jokes, but the latter half of his joke, I was like, this is sincere, you know, it's funny. I think Royce and Marie would really appreciate this. And if anything, with the turmoil that's been going on with the family, if anything is going to put it together, it'd be a best man
speech. That was hilarious.
So,
and by the way, John, by the way, kudos to John.
Yeah, so I told John that.
Kudos to John, though. He was the ring bearer. He came up, he gave us the ring, and it was amazing. We didn't know about it. We had no idea.
Just to give a little background, John wasn't sure if he was actually going to be able to make our wedding or not. There was a point where, you know, he was struggling to get the time off at his job, so we filled in a backup. That's why we asked Mitch to be there, and Mitch said, sure, of course. And then later on, John was able to come, so we're like, oh, you know.
Well, yeah, because he quit his job.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he found a better job.
So thank you, John, for doing that for us. I'm sure that was the only reason. And so we didn't want to kick Mitch out, so we were just like, John, well, you're not going to walk with the woman now because I have an extra groomsman, but you can, you know, be ring bearer and just rock it out. I don't care how you do it. Just surprises if you like. And so John went ahead and did this.
Dude, it was
well,
amazing.
I was going to let John actually tell
the
story.
John, how did you bring the rings in?
Yeah, well, initially we were going to do it out on the beach, and I didn't know that we were doing it on a beach. Oh, and I know a couple dive shops in the area that sell and rent gear. So I was going to actually, like,
he was going to come out.
What I was going to be was out in the distance in, like, a scoop in scuba gear.
In the lake. Not a beach. In a lake. I mean, keep this in mind. Yeah, this is Disney.
He wanted to be submerged for the half hour or 45 minutes.
So we were laughing like idiots going, how the fuck will we signal you, John? Are we going to shoot a flare in the air? Are we going to train a fish to tell you come out of the water? Like, what are we going to... If I honk 36 times, are you going to come out?
Well, I'm not saying it was the most well-thought-out plan, hence why it didn't get executed.
with my due diligence, I would have made it happen. But lo and behold, it rained and it was canceled or whatever. So I had a backup. My backup was a police call box from the hit
Doctor
show.
Who.
And it's actually in the shape of a jewelry box. So I brought that up because initially what I was going to do was find like a powdered wig or something so I can dress up like
the doctor.
I'm busting through the door.
By the way, hashtag John problems.
Hashtag John tells us where he goes. I cannot find a powdered wig in the area.
I'm freaking out, man.
I can't find a powdered wig.
I can't find a powdered wig in the area. I don't know what to do.
I'm going
to
ruin your wedding. I'm sorry.
And I go, John, it's okay if you don't have a powdered wig, bro. It's no big deal. I love John, man. And I mean this. And I mean this sincerely. Not to make fun of him. When John does something, I've always said this, he does it right.
100%.
Like, he doesn't fucking half-ass it. It's not, if John's going to take something, it's going to be done right. And that was fucking hilarious. He came up there with it, and I was like, I mean, it was amazing.
So, he's holding the TARDIS box with the rings hanging in the little ring rack inside it.
With a look on his face like, here you go. Here you go.
Yeah. And he just opens up the TARDIS, and the rings are just hanging there. And I'm like, John, this is amazing.
And I did it facing the crowd, so it's not like, what's he doing?
Yeah. It was awesome. It really was great. But yeah, and the reception was something else, man. I mean, even Hammy was dancing.
I got every single antisocial MLR person up on the stage, and actually Kevin tweeted it to me and then told me later. He's like, outside of my wedding, this is the first time I ever got to dance with the bride at a wedding. He's like, thanks.
Aww.
He's like, oh, thanks for calling me up.
I'm you whore. She danced with everybody.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I yelled and singled out people that I was sitting down like, Dennis, get the fuck on the stage now.
Except for one person. Now, lovely Leah, Ryan's wife. For whatever reason, she, during the entire reception, was sitting. Thus meaning Ryan needed to sit with her. So at one point, you know, and like we were saying earlier, it was like mercury up there on that stage behind those speakers.
Ridiculous. They can only measure the temperature in Kelvin.
So every once in a while, I would have to run outside to just cool off a little bit. And I went outside to smoke a cigarette while I knew a long song was playing. And, first it was Royce Sr., Royce Jr. Can I call you Jr.? Was that cool?
No.
No?
Okay, it's Mr. Lopez.
You just bought yourself a year of me calling you Junior.
It's Mr. Lopez now.
So Mr. Lopez and Junior were outside.
JR. That's your worst. Why did I do that? No, nice. No.
Anyways.
Why'd you high-five it? It sealed it.
His hand up.
You just give me your blessing.
Put his hand up.
JR or Junior or whatever you want to be called.
You know I can't resist the high-five.
Exactly. Here's the thing. So they're
outside. I know.
And you know, Mersh is out there. Everybody was out there. The majority of the dudes were out there.
Yeah, because Mersh was out there smoking a cigarette. And then Mitch was out there with his e-cig. Pretty much, most of the girls were out there.
So anyways, so I guess I'm at scuttlebutt been going around of like, what the hell is going on with Leah? Why isn't she getting up? Why is she not doing anything? You know, I didn't know about that. You guys were talking about this right before I came out. I didn't hear any of this conversation. But I came out. Leah had just walked out with Ryan. And I walked up to Leah and I said, why are you bumming everybody out? And she was just like, what? I'm like, you're sitting there and you're ruining everybody's good time. You're ruining Ryan's good time. Your mopiness is making everybody mopey. Come on, man. Have some fun. And I said it like in that kind of a way.
Right.
And then I walked back inside. Now.
You could fucking Dutch. What he did was me and Mersh looked at each other and go, what a. He fucking threw a hand grenade.
And then left
it there. And goes, there you go, guys. Have fun. And walked back.
Well, he had a job to do.
Because the song was ending and I had to go back in. But the thing is, I wasn't even aware that's what I did.
But it was hilarious. To the point, Mersh walked over and they gave him a fist bump.
What did you think you were doing?
I thought I was being silly. And the thing is that at the end of the night, she was, like, oh, so good to be. She was fine with it. I thought I had a good enough tone with it that I was kidding around, but apparently. She wasn't pissed at me.
Nah,
she can take it.
But it was, I guess, you guys, just the fact that I was able, it. I actually told her straight to her face that she was being a.
Debbie Downer.
Of Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
But fact that like 10 o'clock in the morning, we're all lining up and waiting to get pictures, and she goes to Ryan, I need to go to the bar. I'm having a headache. I need some vodka.
By the way, something else to bring up with Mitch, you'll help me. You were at the rehearsal dinner because I need someone who was Maria was too. What's up with hashtag Katie's boobs at the rehearsal dinner? Everyone was talking about
it. Oh, hashtag Katie's
awesome. Implants?
No, I'm serious.
They were good.
It was a good thing.
Katie got hot, dude.
Dude, I know.
What the hell happened? She got her in her new Taylor Swift haircut?
I don't know. Forget that Katie got hot. I don't know that too, but did you see her Abercrombie and Fitch, who also is a good dancer and very polite.
Which, by
boyfriend.
The way, Mersh was convinced he was gay for
no,
some
he's
reason.
Not. He really
I know he's
it.
Not, but
no,
Mersh
just
doesn't like it.
Just because Mersh was gay for him doesn't mean he's gay.
Mersh only wants me to be the only good looking guy at a party when another guy who's better looking than me shows
so
up. He's like, oh, he's a queer.
No, so obviously, Mersh
is a loyal guy.
To handle Ryan being there, I'm assuming.
No, you know, it was funny because. This kid's awesome, by the way. Katie's boyfriend is freaking awesome.
By the way, Katie is Ryan's ex-girlfriend, yeah. And she happened to be in the wedding there with Ryan. Because
she's still one of my girls.
I know, but so, just, let's just put it this way. Yeah. You made it awkward.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You made it awkward.
No.
I liked it. I thought it was
What do you mean, no?
No, because I wasn't about to ask Katie at first because I didn't think that she would feel comfortable.
Right.
When we got engaged, it was right when Ryan and Katie had broken up. And so I didn't really say anything. And then, you know, Royce and I, you know, we wanted to have more groomsmen too. And I'm like, you know, really, I feel bad leaving her out. So I called her up and I'm like, you know, you absolutely can say no if you don't want to. I wanted to ask you out of politeness. I'm like, do you want to be a bridesmaid? And she goes, absolutely. I promise you it wouldn't be awkward. I would give you my word. She was, you know, 100%. We worked it out ahead of time. So she was like, nope, I promise you it's not weird. You know, we're cool.
Okay. Right.
So,
well, you had her at like opposite sides of the room.
Well, not that wasn't the problem. The thing is, from what I understood, Katie and Ryan, their relationship was done long before they broke up.
Yeah,
they both kind of knew.
Right.
Yeah, and they broke up to a point where they can be in a room together.
Right.
So
obviously, they were both in the same wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
But holy ballsack! I didn't even recognize when I first saw her. I was like, "Who's the hot little blonde?" That's Katie.
She's
got a little Zooey Deschanel haircut
now.
Like
she's channeling Zooey.
I was thinking more. The new Taylor Swift
look.
Okay,
yeah, all right. Yeah, I see what you mean. But like I said, none of that. I even walked up to Ryan to his face and go, dude, Katie fucking upgraded, dude. Have you seen her boy? I told Ryan to his face. I know. Ask him. I told him, I go, first off, that's what a flat stomach looks like, fatso, fat tits. And secondly, way taller than you. Third, fucking handsome. And then that was.
Did you see his hair? Does he even use product?
Perfect hair.
I
want to
kiss him on the mouth.
No,
now.
I know. No. And then the best part is, then after that, they're playing. You were playing a song.
Nice.
And then he's a great dancer. I go, wait, he dances? And then he goes, oh, yeah.
You're playing like
Suit
Riot.
Hold on. Was he a better dancer than me?
He was. No. He had some skill.
No.
Was he a better dancer than me?
No one's better than you, Dutch.
Okay. No one's better than you.
No one's better than you.
The second
you.
I turned my head, you'd be like,
I was. No. He totally
what was. The was. Guy name's, what was the guy's name, by the way?
Jordan.
Jordan.
He looked like a Jordan.
He did look
like
a Jordan.
Every guy.
If I think of the name Jordan, they'd be like, well, actually, I have a younger brother who's black whose name is Jordan.
Well, but then I think of Michael.
But aside from him, white Jordans, that's how I imagine
right.
They look. Yeah.
Montel Jordans.
But yeah, man, it was a lot of fun. I mean, all the people, I mean, Dennis was, I keep forgetting how tall Dennis is.
Dennis is just a large dude.
Yeah, he looked like a Russian hitman.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right?
just Russians in general. Like, they have this build. Like, he's got shoulders.
Ukrainian.
That's stocky. He's very stocky.
Yeah, whatever.
That's when you call him Russian.
He's very stocky.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, he's a stocky dude.
Oh.
But he's not like a fat guy.
Talking of shoulders, I'm sorry this has to be brought up.
Oh, no.
Dutch did this. No, fuck you, bro.
Oh, no.
Dutch's assumption was we were all talking about how much weight Punch he lost, and he did.
And I said, did he lose most of it in his shoulders? I didn't realize how small his shoulders were. So, Punchy, I'm sorry, but for the next couple of, well, hours.
Years.
Decades.
Everybody just kept making shoulder jokes.
It was that. My personal fave was I said he looks like the aftermath of an avalanche.
Here's what it was. It was. I don't think he has full shoulders. It was the shirt. He lost a lot of weight, right?
He did. He
was still
a lot.
Wearing his
big
fat
guy
man shoulders. So like you got the lines in your shirt, and they were halfway down his arms, and it just looked like he had sloping shoulders. You look like Grimace, Punchy. I'm sorry.
Grimace.
I said he looked like those Russian dolls that they open up and a smaller doll is on the inside. Sorry, Punchy. We love you. We're so proud of your weight loss.
Yes, we are. You look great.
Hey, Hammy. Hey, Hammy, how about you fucking lose weight before you die? Because we love you, you idiot.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's not even to be mean. I don't want him, because I like Hammy, and I don't want him to die.
I love how skinny Royce now feels like
he's
preaching to
a
fat guy.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I told you to your face when you're in my house. I go, and let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not going to be skinny guy who feels bad for fat people. No, 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 no. I'm going to be cunty. I'm better than you. Wait, and I am that guy. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to look down on you.
Wait, it's not like a genetic thing. It's not a glandular thing. It's not big bones. Royce proved to everybody that anybody can
lose. No, dude, I lost. I just, 80 pounds, 80 fucking pounds, dude. 80 fucking pounds.
That's one Katie.
Yeah, fucking yeah. There you go. The perfect
that's
example.
Katie's poop.
Yeah.
No, that's a when sherry. I realize that.
Sherry's tiny.
I politely asked the
Sherry's
day after my wedding.
Sherry's a borderline midget.
I was like, Sherry, can I pick you up? I feel like I could pick you up.
Marie was carrying her. That was hilarious. When Marie, by the way, I hate how well these three idiots got along.
Right. It bothers me. I don't know why it's bothering so much, but you three of how well you guys clicked immediately, like a second
boom.
We walked. Here we go. So Kelly and I showed up late on Friday evening.
Oh, look, there's the picture. Yeah. Marie Carrier.
Me proving I can pick Sherry up.
So the second I walk in, or we walk in, Marie and Sherry, it was like they were at a pitch that only dogs could hear. It's like, ah!
Yeah, something like that.
You fucking dog whistles.
I will. Royce has to attest that I had to walk over to his sister the next day and go, see, I told you I am fully capable of liking a woman the first time I meet her.
Didn't first time meet them because you guys got to know each other on the internet, like in like the chat room and through the show.
All right. Well, she didn't
hold
even
on,
say
not
that
true.
Up until about like the week before the wedding. We didn't talk
you
that
hate
much.
People's faces.
Hold on. No.
I'm sure you would hate
Marie.
Me.
Attest,
me.
Attest. Yes. Most and
I attest.
I tell people most normal people hate Marie.
Way to back her up there, Kelly.
Most normal people, especially not most women, hate Marie when they first meet her. Always do, but
they
all cut. But they're not. No, but I. Kelly's not most normal women either. She's going out with you.
Because obviously.
Why do you think that is though? By the way,
I don't know. It's very. But it's one. It's. Am I lying? It's just the way it always is.
Could that be?
Because she's a cunt. Yeah.
Could that be for a certain other woman who is related to a Lopez right now? Maybe it's just the first impression is wrong. Maybe we're all judging a little too quickly. Maybe I'm sounding like Mr. Rogers right now.
Yeah, you are. Maybe you're saying maybe a lot.
I should stop. Hey, call me maybe.
No, I'll call you a cab.
Speaking of which, wow, don't get a cab in Disney at $50.
Dude, yeah, fucking asshole.
No,
$50
John.
For a 5-minute ride.
I know, you weren't there.
But then Sherry said the most adorable thing afterwards. She goes, well, I've never taken a cab before. Is that how much it normally costs? And I'm like,
she's a Minnesota girl.
So Minnesota. And I loved it. And I loved her even more for it.
Sherry.
Well, I figured it would be like, $25 or something like
that. It should have been.
No, it should have been 10. It was a 5-minute cab ride. There's no reason for that thing to cost as much as it did.
Oh, no, I agree.
Not
no
even a quarter as much.
Because they rape tourists there, dude. They rape them.
And I got raped.
Don't
my
you
asshole.
Understand? Don't you understand that that's why even on our wedding weekend, we were driving people
you
around because
so
we know
cute.
How much taxis
Speaking
are?
Speaking of cute, though, but your mom is pretty good.
I told you. I wasn't lying to you.
For an older lady. Like, how old is she now? Like,
she just turned 50.
I kind of want to bang your mom.
Marianne mistook.
And both Royce's mom and dad dressed the same. That was the first outfit I saw. They wore matching shirt, matching hat, matching shoes.
Hey, man, that's what they do. You got to coordinate.
Your dad's a good looking guy, too.
Yeah, no, he is.
He really looks exactly like him.
Yeah, he does.
Everyone was so surprised that those were Royce's parents. But yeah, even Marianne mistook Royce's mom for his sister.
Wow.
Yep.
Which made his mom's day.
Day, yes.
By the way, this is important to me. Does your dad like me?
My dad loves you.
Good.
Dad likes you. He loves you.
I don't know because I could never tell with him. No. It seemed like he was really warm to me like when we first saw each other, but then he just was smashing me the rest of the night.
That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
He loves John and he smashes John a lot. He loves Sean and he smashes John. If he loves you, he's going to fucking smash you.
Right. I don't know. I can never really tell with him, but.
You know how he hates you? When he doesn't talk to you.
He doesn't talk to you at all?
No.
Or he's extremely polite.
Oh, yeah. You don't want extremely polite.
No, you don't.
Yeah, so we had like a... Then the next day we went to... you guys were...
Well, hold on. Before we go too much further, Mitch and Sherry, what were you guys' takeaway from the wedding?
It was the best wedding I've ever been to. I'm not even going to lie.
Well, because it wasn't a Renaissance one, I know.
Well, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. The ones I've been to before didn't set the bar too high.
Fair enough.
But it was... Literally, it was the most fun I've ever had at any wedding. And it was just good to get down there and just hang out with everyone.
Yeah, Mitch, by the way, as soon as Mitch got there, they showed up. And he was there for 2 seconds. He walked away to the bathroom. I go, okay, bye, Mitch. Thanks for showing up, bro.
And we
nice
both
seeing
waved.
You. Great. Later.
Nah, I got to hand it to him. He hung out with us a lot, like the full weekend, really.
Yeah I was going to say, because we left Sunday.
Yeah,
and
you
then
left.
When did Mitch and Sherry, when did you guys leave?
I left on Monday.
Monday morning.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of us
I'm really
went
upset
to...
that I missed you guys on Island because, like, after I dropped off Dutch and
right.
Sherry.
No.
Dutch. Try it again.
Try it again.
Dutch and Shelly.
No.
You know, let him keep trying.
That's Jim Carrey.
Getting there.
Kelly?
There you go. Hey!
Ding, ding, ding.
Got it.
After I dropped him off, I took a nap, and then, like, I woke up. It was, like, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, the
it's okay, dude. Everyone was exhausted. Dude, I didn't know how we even made it. When we got up, we were like, so dude, tired. I want to hang out with people.
Did you guys go back to the hotel after you dropped us off? By the way, I think I've been privy to something that's probably never going to happen again in my life, where I was able to get the bride and groom on their wedding night to drop me off at my hotel.
But that's what I told you. We don't care. Like I'd rather you guys not pay $5 million.
I know that, but if you say that out loud, it's like, what kind of a dick are you? Like, how drunk did you get to? What?
Now, the night before, the night of, and the day after, we hung out with our friends the entire time because fuck it, like, Royce and I say all the time, we've been together for 10 years. We can wait, but we don't see these guys often at all.
Right. I got that. Otherwise, I would have felt guilty. But
so yeah. We kept inviting people to the house afterwards. We're like, just chill. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're like, we just want to invite people. We have a big house. We're like, just have people go over the house and drink there. You know, like we don't make people spend $10 for a fucking beer in Disney, and that's it. But yeah, I mean, then the next day, we went to
Universal Studios
with let's see, Mitch.
Just everybody. We had like 12 people.
Sherry, Marianne, Punchy, Kevin, Dr. B, his wife, showed up. Bob. Yep. Tiffany, Dr. B showed up. Sean. Yeah. Hammy. And then we ran into Nate as we were walking in.
Oh, yeah. And we ran into Nate as we were walking in because Nate, we were going to text Nate when we got there. Nate was going by himself to just ride Spider-Man by himself because he likes it.
And we saw him in the parking lot.
And then he ended up hanging out with us the whole day. But
yeah.
Then we took him on the good rides. Of course, we did the whole we went to the Simpsons area, which is fucking really cool now.
Moe's Tavern is amazing.
They have Duff beer and all that. You don't like Simpsons, right? You're the one that doesn't like Simpsons?
Flaming Homer.
I don't hate it. I just don't watch it that much.
So they had
I hate the Simpsons.
Okay, you're the one that hates
Simpsons. I don't know.
No one hates the Simpsons.
I think I've seen 2 full episodes of my lifetime. That's about it.
You're such
that Simpsons
hipster.
Ride was a lot of fun.
You sound like Ryan. He's never seen what Star Wars.
Dude, hipsters, the guys are like, oh yeah, Simpsons are the greatest masterpiece of all time. I don't know why that's their voice all of a sudden.
Why do they?
I don't know.
That.
It's weird. It's fans a good voice. Talk about you don't like it?
Oh,
like
yeah.
It. It's a good one, yeah.
Oh, that's all.
Hipsters love that show. I just don't get it. I get Futurama. But
I'm not a hipster. I love the Simpsons. Pretty sure I'm not a hipster.
You're just more of a gaywad. Before everybody else liked the Simpsons.
Well, a hipster would say that, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So I don't win. No matter, you can't ever get out of a hipster, because no matter what you say, you're a hipster.
No, I like the Simpsons when everyone else liked it.
Before we go into the hipster Simpsons talk, because we got to go to break here, anybody else have any last takeaway, or anything we're missing from the wedding? I'm trying to think.
I'm sure we missed something. A lot of stuff happened. It's just hard to remember everything.
Right.
Once again, I wish Marie would have told me their coordinator was hot.
Right.
That's the only sad part.
Fully apologize.
Oh, by the way, the reason why I was dancing around so much to my songs is like it's not because I like, because I pretty much I hate half the songs that I played. It's more fun, like, I guess.
For everybody else, it makes people dance.
But that's just it. It's like, because people who are reserved at a wedding or anywhere who felt weird dancing, they can always point to the guy who's 3 feet above everybody else and can be very visible and be like, I might look stupid, but I'm not going to look half as stupid as idiot who's me flown as art. Because my job is to get everybody.
Did everybody think I was stupid when I danced the wobble?
Dude, people were saying,
holy shit, no. You were almost too good at that.
People were saying you should teach dance lessons. Like, not even kidding. Dennis was saying that.
People goddamn respect John for his moves.
Tiffany and John, it was perfect, those two doing the wobble. If you guys don't know, the wobble is like a rap, like, or hip-hop, like line dance. And wow, they were good at it.
It was insane.
I know some of this move, but then I was like, I'm on the floor for like a second. I'm like, I got to get back to my station because this is not good. I'm looking bad here.
Yeah.
I have to give Jill credit. This is my last takeaway, was that most of the people that were there that weren't MLR people were my family, because Royce is a very small family. And so I could not believe the things that Joel was playing in front of my family, because my family is very just reserved.
Let's get retarded in here.
I had a cousin that's like, did they really see retarded? Is that the real words? Like, and we had a couple of kids in there. And
I loved it. By the way, I know great, but I was
playing unedited To the Windows, Sweat Drop Down My Ball song.
Dutch was Dutch was looking at me, telling me, should I go? No. I go, you better keep playing it.
No, here's the thing. When I first played that unedited, I think it was when the Get Low by Lil Jon.
She goes, wait, no, my balls, motherfucker. And when that first dropped, I look over at Royce, and Royce's eyes looked like, you weren't like scared. You were just like,
It took me by surprise.
It was like, what is he doing? And then like, you're like, just one of those like,
then it just
the
went,
balls on Dutch to I do know. That was your face.
I grimaced.
I had to thank you because you started playing the third SNL digital short sketch.
Oh,
three-way. It's not gay in a three-way.
Ryan asked me to play that for you.
Yeah.
Yes, I
thanked you for cutting it short before they started saying helicopter dick repeatedly in front of my cousin.
I didn't know.
I was like, oh, thank God he cut it.
I was just trying to find a good spot fade the new song
into. Right before he said it.
Like, oh, wow.
I was like, oh. Because I started panicking. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to say helicopter dick in front of my little 10-year-old.
Hashtag Marie and Royce wedding problems. We're the only people that the wedding problem is. Good thing our DJ cut it off before saying helicopter
dicks.
That's our problem at our wedding. That's our problem.
If I have one last thing to take from this, sure. I like how Sherry told us how she felt about Leia at the end.
Okay, hold on. Dude, we're on the air. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you know Ryan probably listens to this sometimes every once in a while.
Probably.
Right. Doubtful. That would be supportive.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm going to go blow my nose.
Oh.
Jesus. Oh. Dropping a grenade and walking out.
Walking away.
And in summary, my shoulders were sore from my goddamn bouquet the next morning.
What do you mean?
Like, I woke up and I'm like, why the hell are my shoulders sore? And I realized I had to hold a bouquet up like the entire day, and you have to hold it out in
how
front of you.
How much what were they made
they
out of lead?
They were heavy.
They're not
heavy.
Flowers.
Flowers are dense.
They had some hefts too.
I work with flowers. They're not dense.
No, I was handing my bouquet to other people like, feel this piece of garbage. It weighed a significant amount of weight, and you're holding it outwards because it's a big ball, so you can't have it rubbing against your dress. So you're like in a ballerina arm movement the entire day.
No, wait. During the bouquet toss, you didn't see this, Marie, but like there was like I guess one of the younger teens of your side of the family did like a Michael Vick leap and like tried like a football leap and try to snatch that bouquet.
They know that that's just superstition. Doesn't mean you're getting married next, right?
I told Sherry if she catches that bouquet, I'm gonna kill her.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Brainstew Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to...
MoreLikeRadio.com. A new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellis and Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
All right, you're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster. Buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Like, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him was amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight, morelikeradio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
I got pain. Yo, I got pain. I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Fucking thing froze up.
Ah,
you kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about?
The Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Eddie Murphy with a moment on colonoscopies.
I had a host jump some places in a long time, yes.
Well, Eddie, did a train do that for you? I mean, we were talking about trains earlier.
The tranny was putting a hose in my ass, but the tranny was also a doctor, you understand? So the doctor was putting a hose in my ass, but the doctor happened to be a transsexual. Oh. I picked this doctor up on the side of the road. I said, "Doc, you need a ride?" The doctor said, "Yeah, I'll give you free colonoscopy." I said, "Cool." Next thing I know, the police pulling over. "Hey, Eddie, what's the tranny doing with a hose in your ass?" I said, "Oh, it's a tranny? I didn't realize it was a tranny. I thought it was a doctor."
So, are you sure this doctor had went to medical school and had a license to perform this?
Yes, I checked her degree.
Oh, okay.
She went to the University of American College. School.
I'm not medicine. Sure I've heard of that. I'm not sure that's an accredited
school. Oh, it's
school.
Of medicine, though.
I mean, school up. Of medicine, yes.
Yeah, medicine is.
She could have just bought that online, like from the Philippines, and printed it out. I mean,
was it in crayon again?
No, she got that. She got that degree in Thailand. Okay, she got it in Thailand.
Oh, okay. Did you enjoy your exam?
It was nice. It was nice because you know she jerked me off while she was giving me the colonoscopy. So you know, I went on both sides. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I see.
I let a transgender chick shove a garden hose in my ass one time. Yes.
But, Eddie, is that similar to, like, a colonic when you had a garden hose
up
here?
Yeah, but with a colonic, they put the water on and they wash the insides out and you shit everything out of you. It'll fall out real quick. It falls out real quick, all right? What you think they're doing? Running asshole by the car wash?
So you had, was this another tranny doctor?
No, this was a regular doctor.
Oh, so you actually went to a medical place.
This wasn't a tranny. This was just a dude at the car wash. He was washing my cars, washing my Mercedes-Benz one time. I said, "Yo, can you do me a favor? Can you do a quick colonic on me?" And the guy showed a hot garden hose up my ass, washed my ass out real quick with a power cleaner. Yes.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked great. Shit's still running out my ass, running down my leg 2 years later. Yes.
I don't think that works if it's still running down your leg after 2 years, Eddie.
Yeah, it's called anal seepage.
Oh. Kind of like those chips. They still sell those chips that cause anal leakage.
Yeah, anal seepage chips. Yes, I used to have those. Yes.
Did that cost you your opera career?
Yes. Once upon a time, I was gonna be a big opera singer.
Well, you were a singer. What was your big hit single?
It was called "Party All the Time." I did a song. It was called "Party All the Time" with me and Rick James. Me and Rick James did a song called "Party All the Time." I did a song. It was called "My Girl Like to Party All the Time, All the Time." She liked to party all the time.
That's why you wrote it, because your girlfriend like was your girlfriend.
Yeah, she liked to party all the time. She had a tranny. She had a big dick in between the legs. She liked garden hose and ass. She liked all that shit. She used to give me colonoscopies on Tuesdays only because I said I want them on Tuesdays. Yes.
Now, were you disappointed that your musical career didn't take off after this?
Yes.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hey guys, this is the girls from Trust Us, We're Hot. I'm Leah, your host and creator of the show, and you should trust me because I was smart enough to recognize that I had small breasts and I went and got them done.
Hey guys, I'm Allison. I'm your makeup expert, and you should trust me because I don't have 300,000 subscribers on YouTube because I suck at makeup.
I'm Blair, and I rock because my boobs are natural and they're bigger than Leah's.
Trust Us, We're Hot airs every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Only on morelikeradio.com.
Come over here.
Vivica, you know what I heard when I first met you?
What?
Beep! Beep! Beep!
What are you doing?
That's an ambulance coming to take me away because the sight of you stopped my heart.
Camby, do you like blueberries or strawberries?
Why?
Because I want to know what kind of pancakes to order you in the morning. I was wondering if,
What are you doing?
Checking your label, just as I thought. Made in heaven.
Doug, you've gotten past the opening lines.
Hey, hey, hey. Is that a mirror in your pocket?
What?
Because I can see myself in your pants.
Hey, Doug. If I said you had a nice body, would you hold it against me?
What?
I was there. I was like, Emilio! And Doug was going crazy. Oh, you're simple.
And Steve was like, Emilio! Oh, God, if you're only there.
Hey, welcome back. Second hour of
Dutch and Royce. The numberblackradio.net. The number to call in is 954-562-2788.
I hate having Royce in the city with me.
I love it.
All right. Yeah, if you guys are going to touch us, 954-573-2780. Or you can follow us all on Twitter. We check that periodically through the show. And during the week, it's Joel Dutch, Hippo Juice Film, H Juice Marie, Chim Heil, and Kelly, what's your Twitter?
Idea.
You don't know what your Twitter is?
No, I have like 8 followers and I like it that way.
Okay. Wow.
Ooh.
She likes living in it. She doesn't want you creeps following her. I'm trying to help you out here if you're going to be a jerk about it.
Don't follow her. That's what she's saying.
She's such a hipster for Twitter. I only have 8 followers and one of them's myself.
Anyways,
I don't sell out to corporate America.
All right, so I don't know if we're going to be able to do this, the video on our end, so maybe, Mitch, are you going to be able to pull it up on your side? We have a new song for We Listen to Better Music.
Is it the one that I sent Royce earlier?
Yes, sir, that's the one.
Yes,
I can play it on my end.
Awesome. You
can play
it on your end, but are you going to pull the video up? Or is
he can do it.
I'll do it in Hangout. I fixed the video stream, so.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. All
he's
right,
got
good.
It.
It'll be good.
Awesome. All right. So what's the name of the dude?
Yeah, Mitch has set it up. He's the one that sent it to me.
Well, I know, but he's got to pull it first.
No, he's got to do both. I don't care. Fucking double work.
Make Mitch him work. Do all the work.
Yeah. All right.
You know why? So, there's nothing better than a bitch freak out.
So many of you are, obviously this should be everyone because everyone was a huge fan of this song way back in the day. It was Achy Breaky Heart
yes.
by Billy Ray Cyrus, right? So
wait, is that
song.
Miley's dad?
Yeah, that would be the twerking bitch's dad. Miley's so everyone loved this song and, you know, the fans were screaming, we want another one. We want another
who,
one.
No, hold on. Stop. Who? What fans were screaming? I wasn't screaming.
Just me.
It was just Mitch.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a remake of this thing, and with the rappers, it's a rap country song, whatever, you know, with Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, I've seen that. Well, it's a new trend now, like where a lot of rappers and country guys are getting together and doing this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And this was released today, and the black dude's name, the rapper, I guess I didn't need to say black dude is redundant. He's a rapper.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
His name is Buck22.
Makes sense.
So the name of the song is Achy Breaky 2 featuring Billy Ray Cyrus.
Hold on. What was the title again?
Achy Breaky 2.
Rise of the Machines.
2. Okay. I thought you said Toof.
Toof. Toofuses. Nope.
So here we go.
Play. There it goes. Okay.
The black guy looks like my brother Jimmy.
He looks like the Soul Pancake Kid.
I don't. What?
They got abducted by aliens.
About right.
Oh.
And he has an LA Gear hat.
How'd this shit happen?
Let me tell you, BRC. It happened because I happened to meet up with Billy Cyrus. It happened because I rang the alarm and broke the silence.
Bro, this is dope. Fucking dope, yo. I'm loving these dope beats, son.
Woo!
Hey, can somebody tell Billy Ray to put some sleeves on? He's scaring kids.
Sir.
Baby, don't you stop.
isn't real, guys.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
This is amazing. Everything. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. They're on a spaceship. There's a black guy. There's tits. There's
why are they
eat because they're environmentally conscious?
Hold on. Are these twerking bitches aliens? Are they twalians?
Yeah.
So this is a rare instance where a child is a bad influence on their parents.
This is what? Yes,
exactly. This is a reverse. Oh my god, what's happening?
Why do these hot bitches have scotch tape just tied around their waist?
That's what alien hot bitches do, right?
Well, it's YouTube. You can't show too much tits.
I didn't know he was a lefty. Unless it's...
I didn't know he could fly through space.
If you're Billy Ray, you could do anything.
He's grown by leaps and bounds.
You can't raise a daughter properly.
Ass!
I mean, the ass part is pretty entertaining. That's the only thing of this video. I think I'd rather watch this on mute.
I just,
musical breakdown.
What is happening, guys? Is someone playing a fiddle?
It's clear that a scotch-taped alien bitch was playing a fiddle. What do we get about this?
I am missing this plot of this music video.
No. You know what? This proves that Jesus exists. Because if he didn't exist, this would have never happened.
So, wait. Why? Okay. They were fishing, apparently, for some reason. And they were just teleported to some sort of spaceship.
Look
that's
at those tits.
They were teleported to some spaceship that's,
those bitches are hot.
That's run by that are run by some sort of 1990s TLC fucking. What's happening?
Amazing! Like this is it. What happened.
Why is Larry King on it?
Well, I know what my next Halloween
costume is. They did some fake
is.
UFO abduction thing. It was really stupid. I just
hold on. Hold on.
No, no.
I noticed you skip forward. I have to see the Larry King thing.
Oh, play the intro. Okay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Larry King, and I apologize for bringing you this startling information this evening, but there is some late breaking news that I thought I should make you aware of. It's been verified that unidentified flying object seen transcending over Europe, last tracked by the United States Air Force. It's traveling at a rate of over 35,000 miles an hour. It's just seen hovering over Daniel Boone National Forest in eastern Kentucky, home of the greatest ever Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay.
Oh.
That's and so then it dumb. Goes
now it makes sense.
That's why I skipped it.
Oh, of Muhammad course. Aliens. Okay.
Fishing.
Well, Mitch, no wonder black. I thought it was stupid. You didn't show
you
me
didn't
the
show the first thing.
Now, you know, now that we have the exposition
all right,
of the story.
I get it. Larry I get King. It.
First of all, I don't think that mic was pointing the right direction.
Well, secondly,
no,
did you notice he stuttered and then you kept the take?
Nobody was riding the levels. It was fake.
Mitch, can you play it again? Because I'm obsessed that he stuttered and they kept the take.
No, I don't think it was a take. I think it was just
no.
Good enough.
No. Play from the beginning. Pay attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Larry King, and I apologize for bringing you this startling information this evening, but there is some late-breaking news that I thought I should make you aware of. It's been verified that there has been an unidentified flying object seen transcending over Europe, last tracked by the United States Air Force. It's traveling at a rate of over 35,000 miles an hour. It's just seen hovering over Daniel Boone National Forest in eastern Kentucky, home of the greatest ever Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. Cassius Clay.
Okay, pause.
What are your questions? It makes sense to me.
Okay. I didn't hear a stutter.
I also didn't hear a stutter.
Forget the stutter. I paused. Maybe there was a stutter. But
it's really good,
what
right?
Shut up, Mitch. What does Muhammad Ali have to do with Billy Ray Cyrus... A black guy in a cowboy hat twerking on a spaceship.
What about the little black
Illuminati.
Kid? That looks like my brother.
Okay, the little... Okay, fine, him. Fine. That doesn't help anything. That doesn't add anything to it. Thank you. Fine.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Just point out. Fine.
Explain to me how those things equal what happened. And where did he get the guitar from? The fiddle! It's a fucking space
it's
fiddle!
It's a fiddle girl, yeah.
It's some space.
And why was Billy Ray Cyrus going fishing with a black child to begin with?
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I thought he was a racist.
We live in a PC world these days.
Yeah, were you saying you wouldn't go fishing with a black kid?
Well, I'm just saying it might make him a pedophile.
You should know better.
I do know better.
You're fishing with a black
kid. Maybe it's to get back at Miley Cyrus.
That's very funny.
By the way, what's up with him and his, I'm trying to think of what wrestler he looks like with his hair and his goatee.
No, he looks like fucking Daryl Hall. Seriously.
Or the guy from the Bee Gees.
Oh, yeah, fucking yeah. Barry Gibb.
Mr. B.
Barry Gibb, yeah.
Ha!
Jonathan Bee Gee.
Damn. Kelly, would you wear one of those outfits for me? The scotch tape, but...
Get some electrical tape and we'll find out.
I have some right there.
Oh, man.
I really do.
That means yes.
For reals. What do you want to know?
It's going to be painful. It looks like it'll be painful when it comes off, though.
Yeah?
Maybe? Nah, maybe not if it's electrical.
You know what? The one shot that bothered me this whole thing, I don't know what it was. It was earlier on. There was some black photographer on the spaceship taking pictures of him playing his guitar.
That's the one shot that bothered you.
Well, why would he be in the space? Why would you need a photographer in space?
To save the memories that you were in a spaceship?
That's a good point.
How are you going to remember?
Well, what if you could have been taking a shit like your photographer?
Oh, poor photographer.
I'm not sure why Darius Rucker and Dave Grohl did this video, but I think it's amazing. Well,
Kelly.
He looks like an old Dave Grohl. Yeah, no, he really does. Look at him.
Yeah.
He's like Dave Grohl's dad.
That's kind of what the look he's going for
hey,
now.
Hey, Billy Ray Grohl, why did you fucking get off the spaceship? Jesus Christ. And the guy from Booty and the Blowfish does look terrible.
Yeah.
He looks fucking terrible.
I thought he was just going straight country, but I guess he's going back to his...
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. But either way... So,
did you know we didn't talk about this on air? Shut up.
Do we get thumbsies up or no?
No, it's fucking terrible.
I loved it. Mitch, you like it?
I loved it. It was awesome.
No, but you're fucking, both of you are assholes. You none of
How
you
are
love
we assholes?
Do we hear the same song? It was terrible.
It was awesome.
It was terrible.
It was awesome.
What was your favorite part?
The photographer taking pictures.
Dead ass.
So anyways... You guys were supposed to be here.
Asbestos
be here.
Asbestos.
And have biscotti with me.
Biscottis and meatballs.
Right.
So, yeah, United.
You were supposed to land at what time?
We were supposed to be here. We were going to eat dinner with you. And like 9:30, we're like, oh, we'll eat dinner with you guys. So, but, of course, we were flying United. And by the way, I had a little Twitter fight with him. And people were laughing at me. Because I was just being a jerk, being passive aggressive after I landed with him. We get on the plane from Orlando. It's on time. We had a layover in Houston. A home of Scarface, very famous rapper.
Ah.
And the Astros. And Houston's restaurants where they give you those fries. Anyway.
And
so,
continue.
Okay. So, we. By the way, Houston's airport.
And the Texans.
You're right. Oh, good one.
The Houston airport is terrible.
And the Rockets.
Good point.
Red
I forgot
Blair.
That.
And the Oilers.
And the Oilers.
I always forget.
And Texas A&M.
And the Astros.
I already said the Astros. All right. So anyway.
No, their minor league team, also called the Astros.
The flight's already delayed. We're in Houston. We land. The flight's delayed from Houston to Colorado. It's delayed by 30 minutes. No big deal. 30 minutes you could live with. That's fine. Whatever. So we all the flight gets there. We get on the plane. We sit down. It's a little plane. We're getting ready to go. We start circling, you know, the taxiing to take off. And
they start turning back
around. Going back to the gate.
Saying that there's a maintenance issue that they needed to look into, and they weren't sure if we were going to get off the plane or not.
Right.
And then
now, the maintenance issue was some old lady, decided to tell the stewardess that it smells like electrical wire burning. An electrical smell.
That was my e-cig.
So, the pilot... turns the plane around, go back to the gate. Now, nobody has any balls, because this is what pisses me off. First off, if it's already a fucked up situation, at least communicate. But they don't. So they were passing the buck. They go, so we're gonna taxi back to the gate. We're going to get you guys off. We're going to have maintenance come on and check it out. And we're either going to fix it or get another plane or another option. Now, we all know what the other option was. Cancel the flight.
Right.
Which was a very real option that they were almost leaning towards that over a little electrical smell.
It
whatever.
Was pretty, yeah. They were like, you may just be stuck.
I have a question. Now, sure. Why?
Okay. Did it really smell like electrical?
Yes. I smelled it.
You did smell it?
Yeah.
I did not.
Are you serious?
No, I did smell it. When we walked out, it was right underneath where the front of the plane is. So it was obviously some of the old person in first class probably smelled it. And
okay, and the thing is that I could get on and say I smell something burning, and if no one else did, they'd have been like, I'm sure it's just your allergy medication, sir. Go to sleep. So why was everybody blaming this old lady?
Because she was the one that mentioned it.
Yeah,
she mentioned it, but if the crew smelled it too.
Anyway, we turn back around.
They were playing the blame game all around.
Let me finish.
I mean, it was just everybody.
But now, the problem is, once again, like I said, and I even said this afterwards, I was telling Marie, it's like, I'm not even mad at the lady. Really, I'm not even mad at her. I'm just mad at the fucking crew because they're pussies. Like, they need to become pussies because nobody wants to be the person to give you the bad news. Nobody wants it. Everybody's going to pass. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll pass the buck. Like, everyone on the plane's like, oh, we don't know. You have to ask the person at the gate. So
you
we get out.
You were waiting 20 minutes of them, like, going back and forth, picking up a phone, saying nothing, putting the phone down, picking up the phone again, saying nothing. Like, we're just, what's happening?
As soon as we find out, look, guys, we don't know what to tell you. Maintenance is going to come on, and
we'll go from there.
We'll go from there. Okay.
So they actually said we don't know what to tell you.
We'll go from there. So you go from there. Go fuck. That's not an ETA. That's not anything. But then it's like,
all right. Maintenance is on the plane now. Give about 20 minutes. They're going to see what it is. They're either going to change the plane, get another plane, or we'll have to catch a flight.
And meanwhile, this is Royce. You be you, and I'll be what Royce was like.
I was like, so, oh, it's gonna be fine.
Fucking bullshit. This is fucking bullshit. This is how they fuck you with your money, and they're not gonna give us another ticket. This is fucking asshole bullshit.
I know.
Dick,
we'll,
fuck cunt.
We'll handle it. We'll go
no,
over the guest
no,
services.
Free. It's not. Don't even tell me to calm down.
Excuse me, sir. We can't have you cursing. There's children here.
Fuck you, bro.
No. And Marie at one point was afraid that I was going to get arrested.
Yeah. You beeping, bro?
I was like, Royce.
Marie thought I was going to arrest
away,
for
like,
real.
I know you're.
She got really
upset.
Scared.
Who did you scream at first?
Okay.
The black
customer service
lady.
Black
customer,
because hold on. Let me finish.
She's black?
Well, no.
Racist,
No, it wasn't because she was black. It was because she was a cunt. She was her being black was a passive
women
part.
It's always cunts. I don't understand
okay.
that.
No, so, she wasn't a cunt. She just like okay. It was a point where like
now, to
no,
be fair,
nobody had a policy that had any authority to do anything.
Let's tell the whole story. I was like, I know how I'm gonna fuck. I go because I am not because I was already scared of staying in Houston that night because number one, it's the first day of my honeymoon, but secondly, I was listening to these two dudes talking, and they were saying, yeah, Houston, this airport sucks. I don't know what it is. Last time this happened, I was stuck in Houston for 2 days, and they shuttle you out to a motel that looks like it's covered in fleas 20 minutes from here, United
right,
specifically.
Right, yeah.
So I'm already like, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
No fucking way. So I called Marie.
He's coming
here.
Over to me. He's hold like, we're getting
so
on another plane.
I told Marie. Hold
so
on.
You guys were already off the plane by this point.
Yes. Let me tell you the fun part. Well, now, this man is already in there looking at the plane. We don't
know
what's
going on. Okay, so you're in the terminal.
So Marie's going to the customer service lady, and I tell Marie, you tell her we have a funeral at 6 a.m. I tell her this. I go, you tell her we have a funeral at 6 a.m.
That is such a Royce senior move.
It is. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you that's not the most beautiful and perfect thing to use because that's not something that can be rescheduled. That's something someone's fucking dead and I'm already pissed. But I wasn't. I was pissed when someone died.
Right.
I go, a funeral, it cannot be rescheduled. And the lady at one point, I go, and then
you're justifying your anger at that
hold
point.
On, let me tell you. And then
I'm adding with.
No, I will, but I'm more with. Let me give you a with. There's more coming.
All right.
So the lady goes, so then I go, well, what happens? We've already paid for a hotel room here. And or rent a car here. We know we're not gonna get that money back. So how are we gonna get our money back? She goes, oh well, what you could do is she gets this pay. Oh, log on here. Make sure you kept your receipts. And then what you're gonna do? I'm like, wait a second. So now you're telling me that I have to do work
because you had a mechanical issue.
I said you fucked up really loud. You fucked up, and I gotta do work. Fuck you. And am I lying? I walked away.
Yeah,
you screamed and, fuck you
well,
at the town.
Yeah,
it was Royce losing his mind, but being the most reserved I've ever seen while Royce was losing his mind. He was
yeah.
He still had that in the back of his head where he's like, I could get arrested. But
I knew to calm down. No.
Meanwhile,
I knew to the level not to go down to get arrested. Okay, I wasn't gonna go, I'm gonna blow this place
he
up.
Did,
I'm not
he
a moron.
Cross the line.
Yeah. So fine, that happens. And then as soon as I walk away, the next thing is
okay, I got some good news for you guys. Maintenance has got off the plane. They're going to fix it in a couple minutes. About 20 minutes. turns out what the problem was, one of our, we have an older plane, one of the fluorescent light bulbs went out, which sometimes causes a burning smell. Give us about 20 to 30 minutes and we'll fix it and we'll get you up in the air.
A light bulb?
A fluorescent light bulb. You know the old fluorescent light bulbs when they burn out, they have that smell. You know what I mean? Like that. In school, like old school light bulbs.
Yes, I can identify that in a second.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a fluorescent light bulb. To the fact that they went in there and the guy apparently went, that light bulb's up. It's changed it. That's it. So then we're like, all right, everyone back on the plane. And then the other thing is we're back on the plane and we're like, we better take off. We're taxiing for another fucking hour.
Yeah.
An hour?
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll what be happened? Up in the air in just a few moments. And
you guys can't like supersede that because you were delayed?
No, the thing is there was no one else taking off because we were the last flight at that point.
They're like, there are no other flights. There's a curfew. You know, this is it. It's either that or 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, then why would it take so long? Oh, because all the other planes backed up by that point.
I think there were still other terminals that were going. I honestly don't even understand why we were taxiing for so long. It didn't even make any kind of sense.
That's the whole thing that like we just don't understand.
It. And they don't explain it. So
why would they?
I'm trying to pull up my tweet that I tweeted United.
Yeah, what'd you say to United?
Well, give me a second. It was a while back. I mean, it was a couple of days. Okay,
hey, by the way, on our flight back, we had TVs in front of the seats behind us. It was very modern.
We did too.
Very nice. Oh, you did it, United?
Yeah, except United, you have to, just to watch DirecTV, you have to pay $6.
Oh, yeah, same with us. I'm just saying, if it's an older plane, how do they already have TVs installed?
You change the seats.
I flew Spirit. They didn't even give me water.
No, Spirit's terrible.
Spirit, you may as well try to find a bald eagle from Lord of the Rings to ride on.
Yes, thank you for Mordor.
It's that basic.
I said, thanks at United for having my flight delayed 7 hours because of, in parentheses, get this, a dead light bulb. They replied, at Hippodrome, we know delays aren't fun, but we'll have you there on your way as quick as possible. We appreciate your patience.
When did you tweet that and when did they send it back?
I tweeted that 20 hours ago. They sent
So this is the middle of your delay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they said, I remember what they said. Then I said, maybe train customer service people better. I'll be talking about it on my show. Hey, I am. Never again at United. United responds, we're kindly asking you to please voice your concerns also to our customer service team. And then they gave me a link. And then
they say, I already did.
Hold on.
And the cunt told me to do work.
I said, I'm done doing work for you at United. And that's all I wrote. They haven't responded. So fuck you, United, and your fucking assholes. I hope all your planes blow up. Not when we're on them.
So Dutch, do you guys have the same problems with Frontier Airlines?
No, Frontier was great. Here's the only problem with Frontier is that they're trying to make a buck anywhere they can. They charge you for the TV. They charge you for the movie. They charge you for sodas now. It's $2. If you want
However,
to
on the flight there, they just left everyone's TVs
on. Yeah, it's all TVs on for some reason.
It's
kind of
nice.
Oh,
that's nice.
But like, you got free TV.
So are you allowed to bring your own beverage on the plane? Like, if you're
if you buy in the terminal, yeah. Which, by the way, is what I do now. Just because I don't feel like waiting for them to get the whole
thing. Yeah, I know. The cart, yeah.
I brought a foot-long sub on the plane out there.
That's hilarious.
I was eating it during takeoff. Like, it was great.
Can you share a quarter of that?
No, bitch. But here's the thing, is that like, and this is the biggest problem I have with Frontier, and I didn't know about this until we actually flew out with them. If, let's just say the overhead space is full, and you can't pack a bag, they will then charge you $60 to then store it. Well, even though you had every intention of
That's fucked up. Normally,
it's different depending on if you booked with them or if you booked on, say, Kayak.
Oh, you have to book with different them rates. On their site. These guys are sharks. If you don't book
Shark Mode, hashtag Shark Mode.
Frontier.com, if you book through any other site aside from Frontier, you get fucked.
I booked with Frontier only because if you didn't, you got charged for a carry-on bag.
What the fuck? Dude, yeah, but even Spirit, and Spirit are fucking
animals. And nobody
animals.
Knows these things. Everybody just like looks at flights, and they just go, okay, cheapest flight, this time go.
Even Spirit are fucking animals, but if the overhead is full, then they'll just check it for free. Like, they'll be, okay, we'll check it.
Most, every airport does that, but yeah. Frontier's got, they're trying to do something to make money. So it seems like all these airliners are hemorrhaging money, but why? How? Want to know why? Because whenever I fly...
Obama.
Because when I fly to North Carolina,
North Cackalacky,
you take your shirt off and spin around your head like a helicopter?
Like a helicopter. Okay. And But before I do that, we don't book directly to Charlotte. We have to book a flight to Miami that has a layover in Charlotte, $400 cheaper. Tell me how that makes sense. You tell me how this makes sense. Why would booking two planes be less expensive than one plane to one area? You got to think about the amount of fuel it takes.
No, it doesn't
take
make
off
any sense.
It doesn't. That's why they're not making money. No airlines make money because they don't take these things into consideration. For some reason in their brains, connections, two planes wasting that much double amount of fuel with takeoff and landing makes more sense. Oh, and drink services, all the sodas you waste on one person rather than having a direct flight. Anybody else know why
and
this
all
makes
the,
sense?
And all the luggage people transferring.
Sounds like Dustin ought to use three seashells.
Demolition Man reference always wins.
Other than that, okay, what was the one story you were telling me about before we went on the air? What was the, shit, you said it was like the app? It was a new bird app.
Oh, Flappy Bird. Apparently, the guy who created it is getting death threats.
Do you have the story in the
Mitch,
phone
can you pull it up? Just look it up, Flappy Bird death threats, and it's going to come right up.
Apparently, okay, so there's this new app out.
I don't think I have the game.
Well, no, you have the actual story.
But hold on.
Well, anyways, what happened? It's a new game, and actually, I do know, when you told me about it, I do know do you know what this is? Kelly, tell me what it is.
Yeah, well, your sister is playing it when you're watching the Super Bowl, and basically, you have to tap the screen, and it looks like a bird is flying in between those two, like Mario tubes.
Yeah.
But if you hit the top or the bottom, you die.
Right.
I played it for like 10 minutes, and it was the most frustrating, god-awful thing. I think I made it through 7 tubes, and that was an accomplishment, and then I wanted to never play it again.
I put FL in, and Flappy Bird is the first thing that came up.
Yep, told you.
The thing, like, it's not even a new concept. I played a helicopter game like this 12 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not a new concept, and also...
It's rumored that
he took it down because it has a lot. It looks a lot like Mario. It looks exactly like Mario.
It really does.
You know, it has the green pipes and the cloudy background and everything. So.
Yeah, but that seems something easy to fix. You do an update and you just change the pipes to fucking rocks. I mean, it's the same game. It doesn't really matter whether it's pipes, fucking dicks, or
trees.
Yeah.
By the way, I have the story pulled up here.
Yeah, it makes more sense. It's a bird.
Yeah. Why can't the bird flap around?
Dong Wen. The create Dong Wen. Wow.
He's a brother of James Wen, Birdemic.
Exactly.
Flappy Bird, Birdemic.
Oh, no,
we solved it.
Exactly.
Hashtag shark mode.
Dong. Oops, I didn't play it. There we go. That's not playing either. Why isn't this playing? Oh, it did play, but I didn't hear it. There we go. Anyways, long way for a stupid joke. Finally broken his silence on why he pulled the game down. I like how
I have my own soundboard.
Give me that. What is this?
It's my Price is Right soundboard, bro.
You have a soundboard, bro. What?
Yeah.
This is the worst soundboard.
Is it? Or is it the best?
You've already played that one. What are the other ones?
And finally, Joy, how about a new car?
New car, bro.
Nobody says car the way Bob Barker did.
Car! All right,
here we go.
The creator of Flappy Bird has revealed that he pulled the game from the iOS App Store and Google Play because it's become an addictive product. In his first interview since he followed through on his threat to remove the game, 29-year-old Dong Nguyen told Forbes that he has no plans to bring it back. Flappy Bird was designed to play in a few minutes when you are relaxed, but it happened to become an addictive product. I think it has become a problem. To solve that problem, it's best to take down Flappy Bird. It's gone forever.
Uh-huh.
Nguyen wouldn't confirm whether or not claims he's raking in $50,000 a day from the title were accurate, saying, "I don't know the exact figure, but I do know it's a lot." Elsewhere in the interview, he also refuted claims that he came under legal pressure from Nintendo to take the game down due to the inclusion of familiar green pipes, and asserted that any similarity was purely coincidental.
No, it wasn't!
Ultimately, it was guilt that motivated his decision to pull the game. "My life has not been as comfortable as I was before," he explained. "I couldn't sleep. I don't think it's a mistake. I have thought it through." So, it seems Flappy Bird is gone for good.
No way, guaranteed.
Nguyen added that none of his other games would be pulled, however, unless they too started causing problem behavior in those that downloaded them. As for the future, it seems the Vietnamese developer hasn't been put off making more games by the success. He said, "After the success of Flappy Bird, I feel more confident and I have freedom to do what I want to do. For all the latest gaming news, stay with IGN.
Cool. Hey, do me a favor. Find me an app guy. I'm going to make Tappy Bird. It's gonna change the pipes to something. Dude, seriously.
Why did you make them red? Why did you make them green?
No, but my point is that addicting is bullshit. It's a Nintendo came out because you don't stop making $50,000 a day because you fucking think it's addictive. Let me tell you, if I was selling crack and I was making $50,000 a day, I wouldn't stop selling it even if it's fucking addictive. It's a lot of money. So fuck you, he's a liar.
Trying to make it seem like it's like some like kind it's of like his moral idea. I'm helping the world by taking my addictive game down.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, this guy's full of himself.
Yeah, screw this guy.
So, and now people are selling iPhones with Flappy Bird pre-installed on them on eBay. Seriously, look it up. It's a fucking real thing.
That's retarded. Let me see if I can find it. That's retarded.
No, for real.
By the way, when I first typed in Flappy Bird, everything on YouTube, it was like how to don't play this game, how to delete it. Like, is it like a virus reading?
No, no. You can delete like any other app.
Yeah. I've never played it. It looks dumb. By the way, I was telling Royce about this, and Kelly's known about this. My favorite game that I play all the time is Clash of Clans. John, you play this, right?
Which one?
Clash of Clans.
No, I do not.
What?
I play Solitaire, and I play a game on Borderlands where I scan barcodes and get loot.
What do you play on your phone, stupid?
Because I'm an adult.
No, what do you play on your phone?
I don't play anything on my phone.
I'm an adult. The guy, fuck you, bro. The guy who gave me a TARDIS fucking jewelry box as my ring. No, fuck you.
Is this where you're drawing the line with adulthood?
Really? This is where you make your stand?
This is where you're making your stand with adulthood? Is that like you're not going to play games on your phone?
A, it eats up my battery. B, I can never really find anything good. And C, I have a short attention span. So the only thing that I usually use.
All right, well, how about this? Instead of spending money on scuba diving lessons, you just buy a better, bigger battery case.
Whenever I'm playing games, I'm sitting on the toilet. So I usually play solitaire or I like check my Twitter feed.
Why are you yelling at him to play more video games as opposed to exercising outside? I don't know why this is
making me so angry. I have no idea.
Seriously, I mean, I have a fucking PS4 and an Xbox One, and you're telling me I should play more video games.
I don't play games on my phone. You want to fight about it?
Yeah, seriously. Why don't you fight Marie?
By the way, she is ridiculously addictive to Candy Crush. She has beaten every level, and she gets irritated when she beats them too quickly before they release a new pack because she's like, I don't have any more levels.
I'm all out of levels right now. I have nothing.
You would be proud of me because I've never gotten into playing Candy Crush.
I'm all out of levels. So hard to find.
And like most friends on Facebook that have like sent me like multiple requests to try to like, hey, play Candy Crush. Hey, we invite you to play. Delete.
Nah, I don't play that one. I like Clash of Clans because Royce is playing it right now.
Oh yeah,
you want to see it? It's fun because
I don't know if you can see it.
It's the top grossing game on a. You're less, dude. What's wrong with your bass? Give me that. It's awful.
No, you play your bass. Don't touch my bass.
Want to see my bass?
No, now you're my bass. You're playing longer than me. That's not even fair.
Guys, this isn't a dick competition.
Level 82.
I closed it. I don't even want you to see my bass.
No, you don't. Hold. Our shields have run out. They give me updates and say Chief. By the way, they call you Chief. Shut up,
Royce. They have an app game that plays kind of like The Sims or Clash of Clans, and it involves The Simpsons.
Oh yeah, Simpsons Tapped Out, right?
Yeah,
yeah, I played that. I had that too.
By the way, when are they gonna make a Pokemon app?
A what
app or app op. Game? If op. I could speak op. Correctly,
op. Pokemon app.
Pokemon app.
App you have on your phone.
You're welcome, Mitch.
I have floppy blog.
Because Pokemon was great, like Urban. It was awesome.
Pokemon.
I'm overcompensating now because I fucked up the first time I said it. Shut up, Kelly.
Pokemon. Two.
This isn't fun.
Why isn't there a Pokemon app, guys?
This isn't fun when you guys are trash.
For real, guys.
This is uncomfortable.
We see there's a Pokemon app.
Did you ever play that game?
I love Pokemon. Because
until somebody pulled the cartridge out of the Game Boy, because then you lost everything.
Right.
I don't know how they were able to do that. Like, that was like the first save-as-you-go.
Yes.
Handheld, right?
Dude, like, not even that. It was one of those games where, like I remember even as a kid, like, if you had the Game Boy one, and then the Game Boy Color came out, and if you put the Game Boy, you could, like, transfer some of your Pokemons over, like, as a kid. Like, oh, it's so cool. Like, I could keep my Pikachu.
you know.
Right.
Boy, and things came out, you had to use
nobody a trans-
No, Pikachu's a fucking...
That was a weakest character,
mainstream
awful,
loser.
Hipster nonsense.
Fuck that.
Pikachu, because he was smaller and he used telekinesis.
Well, the original version, you had to have the three... It was either the water, the fire, or the...
Yeah,
the,
Charizard. Oh, you know...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Blastoise. Charizard, Squirtle.
Squirtle.
And Blastoise.
Blastoise.
No, wait, no, the leaf, the leaf one. Fucking Ashley would know. He's a Ashley.
Ashley,
wake up! What time is it in England?
Tepic?
What time is it in England?
It's not. No time is late enough for Dustin Royce time.
What time?
Call him. Call that. Call that British bastard.
I can't. I don't know.
Somebody call
Dutch. I can't.
I'll call him right now.
Dutch, I can't call him. I don't have enough numbers on my phone.
Bulbasaur.
I'm gonna call Bulbasaur. Thank you, Ashley. Through the way of Sherry.
What?
Why did we get so mad?
She said it first.
I can't call Ashley because to call England, you have to have a plus sign and like weird different. Fuck that shit.
You know what? I'm going to call him and just yell at him.
Yeah. Call him. Is he on?
For not being available at all times. How do we do this? Hold on.
Oh, man. I want to hear his sexy British voice.
He's not on.
He's not on.
Damn him.
Damn it. Yeah. Everybody should unfollow Ashley.
Right now. Immediately.
By the way, Ash is a guy, by the way. He's the host of Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Yeah, fucking girl name. Call now.
On what day is the show on? Is he still? Is he live or is he just recording?
He's taking a hiatus.
Hiatus until March. You're writing a book.
Writing a book?
Yeah.
Is he an author?
Yeah.
Is that what he does for a living? I had no idea.
No, he works at a recycling plant for a living.
I don't know anything about the other hosts. Like, I just know them as radio guys. But shut up. I thought about their actual lives, not the radio stuff.
Hey, Sherry, you want to post that image in there correctly?
You need a bigger link next time.
Yeah. Post images much?
There it is, Bulbasaur.
You fucked up.
You're
Sherry fucked up.
Give me a sad face.
Sherry fucked up. Sherry fucked up.
You guys aren't joining in. Come on.
No, they won't because they're all fucking butt buddies.
Everybody loves me.
They don't want to shame Sherry.
No, because we love her.
Buddies.
I don't like this.
Sherry's a girl.
I hate this.
Hashtag ladies of MLR.
Marie's still high.
Yeah, probably.
Shut your face.
Hashtag blah, 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 blah.
Did the cookie even at least taste good?
No, it tasted great.
Yeah? Yeah?
It was really good.
Do they just put like what, THC like oil on it? Or I don't know how this works.
No, they sprinkle marijuana seeds on top.
No, you idiot.
I don't know how this works.
You melt it in the butter or you make it with the butter.
With the butter. It's like a pot butter. So
you don't just throw pot in there though. It's got to be like THC extract.
No, just throw stems in the cookies.
What they do is they grind it up. They heat the pot They eat the poo-poo. I forget it now. Now it's all about eat the poo-poo. Now it's all about eat the poo-poo. So that's what it's about now, guys.
That was such a rare... I haven't talked about that in a couple
like years.
Years. Wow.
Years.
For that to be the first thing to come to your head.
Oh, it's funny.
Anyways.
Look at Mitch drinking a Guinness out of a can like a fucking hobo.
Classy man.
More like assy man. Nailed him.
Flassy, man.
What are we doing? Making me uncomfortable.
So
you need to smoke more pot because you're already getting what? What?
You're making
what?
Me uncomfortable, bro.
Can I now look at you?
Bro.
Hey, bro.
Bro.
Oh.
Oh, John, now what? Now you want
you want to go?
We beefing, bro?
I respect you, bro.
I respect you too, bro.
Respect you too, bro.
Respect you, bro.
So you know why I got mad at Mitch?
Why'd you get mad at Mitch?
Why?
Because of his stupid face?
When we were sitting at the ride disaster in Universal Studios,
yeah.
And I kept bothering him like, hey, is this how you made Grey State? Is this how you filmed it?
Yes.
And everything because the ride itself is a ride showing how you could edit.
Make a disaster movie.
Make a disaster, like a terribly edited cookie cutter movie and film it as quickly and cheaply as humanly possible. Just get it done.
And so make it a ride.
So you got pissed because you were trashing him.
No, let me get to it. So I'm trashing him with Grey State. And then I go, hey, by the way, did you ever use the footage that you were filming when you weren't hanging out with us in Tampa? And he goes, no, actually, we never used it.
He didn't?
No,
yeah.
I didn't say it like that. I'm like,
you are a piece of shit, dude.
No, I told her. No,
I'm looking at you right now. You are an asshole.
I was mad. I wanted.
He's looking back.
I wanted to hang out with Royce and Marie, but they wanted to film that stupid fucking thing, which I said they're never going to use anyway.
It's okay. He made up for it. He really did hang out with us a lot when he was here. When he was in Florida, he did hang out with us a lot.
What, the second time?
Yeah, when he came down, you know, for the wedding, he hung out with us.
Oh, okay.
We had fun.
A year later.
Yeah, no, no. I mean,
yeah, you know, whatever. Better late than never.
It won't fill the hole in my heart. Never will, but, you know, it's a try.
Right.
What'd you guys think of the Transformer ride?
Oh, it was actually pretty good. I thought it was cool.
So many fast things happen immediately all the time. There was no way if you were in that ride, if you were in that car, there is no way you would have lived. It was so like there was just shrapnel heading at your face the entire time. You were essentially scrolled through an entire building.
And it was like, so realistically, if you were strapped on top of like a transformer and all that was going on, at the end of like the ordeal, they would just be like blood all over.
You would
have
just been like completely decapitated. You're in like a convertible car essentially, and not even wearing
and
safety goggles.
And also, why in the fucking world would they think if to have a transformer transport six humans to fight other transformers? Let the fucking humans stay and be safe, and let the robots fight each other.
There are a lot of plot holes in that ride.
All I'm saying is
coolest part. No. The coolest part of the ride.
Holes of the ride.
They shot a missile at you, and you felt the heat from it. That was slow motion. You could feel the heat.
That was
or when the buildings exploded, it was just water because apparently buildings are made out of water.
They're not.
Apparently not.
Oh, we're missing the best ride of the whole day, though, whatever. The best thing. Terminator.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me we're going to go late, guys, by the way.
It's fine.
Terminator. There's a ride. Now, keep in mind, Terminator, the fourth Terminator's already come out, like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's a ride in Universal that's still going on. That's one of those rides that's half 3D, but half like live actors.
Right.
Called T2 3D. Terminator 2. 3D.
I can't keep up with that. That's too many.
Terminator 2.
I still.
So it's
we're on
plot.
Movie 4.
So you walk in to the ride. You're in a waiting area.
Okay.
The video is clearly made in the 90s because they talk about the futuristic. Okay, maybe we
Let me just put it this
Mitch,
way.
Mitch, YouTube. Yeah. YouTube, a Skynet Universal, T2 3D Skynet video. I think it'll come up.
I'm just looking up. Terminator 2 came out in 1991. So.
It's so bad.
See if you can pull up the T2 3D video, Mitch. See, it might be on YouTube.
They were talking about technology that
the basketball player that was in it was a young Shaquille O'Neal.
The technology that
with
they
hair.
Were explaining was essentially Skype, which we already have.
Yeah, the future Skynet technology was what we're doing right now. We're living the future, guys. It's amazing. So, but the video is terrible. And then they actually got what's-her-face, Sarah Connor and... John Connor, the actual actor, forget their names.
They got the regular actors to be doing like a little sub. So it's a little subplot movie. So it's like 10 minutes. So they actually act out and they film it. But then there's live action people that have their faces pretty much to the back of the audience. So they're in the same outfit. So it looks like that you're looking at the back of the actor. And then the screen is showing the front of their face talking. So no matter who the stupid Universal actor is, it looks like it's Sarah Connor and John Connor.
Now, the actor that's playing the live action actor is playing Schwarzenegger. Remember, it transitions from movie to live action seamlessly, terribly. So you have the guy who plays Arnold is just this fat dude in a leather jacket. Like, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, it's fucking horrible.
The leather jacket
it's like
was...
I got chiseled face.
The leather jacket was two sizes too big and hung open, so it hung out in front of his belly so you couldn't see how fat the dude was that's playing Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was the only thing they kept up to date in that whole ride. But yeah, it was absolutely terrible, and it was the most fun we ever had just trashing, because we were the loud, obnoxious people in the crowd.
They were getting mad at us.
People were getting mad around because they
kept talking over people to a point where fucking Sean is an animal. We're all sitting there, and the baby starts crying behind Sean. This is a theme park, and Sean goes, "This is why you should have an abortion," like really loud and awkward. Where I put my head down.
Oh, Sean. So in summary, we had fun.
Did you guys go on Alien Attack, the Men in Black ride, the laser shooter?
We did do the Men in Black ride. It was quite fun. That's always a fun ride.
Yay.
But yeah, we did a few things. It was really difficult to move in a crowd with 12 people, let alone half of them being overweight.
Oh, is that always the case? I was...
Huh? Play the video, Mitch.
Okay.
The T2 3D video, please. This is what you're watching. This is the point of view.
This is the best one I could write.
Imagine a school system where children in Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, and Seattle all learn exactly the same lesson.
It's called
Skype!
Exactly it's a webinar!
Teacher at exactly the same time every day. Where a grandmother can choose from
5,000 television channels.
There already are 5,000 television channels.
Why wouldn't you update the ride?
Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, and she's still like smarter, she wrote.
Check out the future surgeon here.
Imagine the exciting development of a world where a neurosurgeon can remove a brain tumor with technological precision.
On an iPad.
Without missing the sunset.
Okay, now he's out on the beach. What happens if a seagull hits him? You'll fucking kill the guy.
Right.
Fucking, okay, this is...
This, why wouldn't they update the ride?
I don't know. This, that's
they're, they own. Oh, it's Universal. Well, still
they own NBC. So yeah, they should be. They're pretty big. They should be able to handle it.
Right.
They should be able to handle maybe a little new film here. But no, keep playing. And it gets better.
Where a mother,
look at that computer. How high tech it is.
From halfway around the planet.
And then it chokes that little girl to death.
Steroids.
Where contact lens.
Okay, check it out. Check out. Check out the basketball player.
Make human error.
See, because Shaq is bad at free throws.
That's what I was thinking.
You get it? But future, he's good.
It's right.
At Cyberdyne Systems. That's right, Cyberdyne. We're back, bigger and better than ever. And we're ready to lead the world down the information superhighway.
How does the company hide the fact that all they do is make these soldiers that kill everyone, though?
They have a really good PR department. Like, really good.
Like, Cyberdyne does none of those things.
Yes. They have a better PR department than Halliburton. It's fucking amazing. Like, they'll fucking murder an entire human race and they get away with it. Yes, John. You can stop the video. It's just terrible.
Do you think the people that are in the live-action shots of these rides, when they're friends or when they're going out on the town trying to meet new people, they go, what do you do for a living? They say that they're actors?
Yes.
Or do you say, or do they say that they work at said park?
Probably actors. Kind of the guys that are the Bill and Ted Extravaganza that's terrible every year.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
All right, guys. Well, it's time to wrap up Dutch and Royce, because I can actually see Dutch now pulling up the music. This is kind of cool.
Exactly. Wow.
No, I'm not saying it negatively.
You guys ever heard of Nickel Creek?
No, but I will now.
Nickel Creek.
I like Nickel Creek.
The world's greatest bluegrass band. This guy.
I don't know any other ones to compare him to.
Exactly. Whole Tones. Anyways, who cares?
The Whole Tones, yeah.
Right.
Hipster Heat.
Better than them, sorry.
Hipster anyways.
Oh, I'll start out. I am better than you because I know who Nickel Creek is, Royce.
I'm better than you because this sounds like Nickelback.
That's a horrible one.
That's Marie? Terrible.
You're horrible.
I'm better than you because I threw the best party Mitch has ever been to.
But that's Mitch. Not saying much.
I am better than you because I hung out with Royce and Marie and everyone else for more than a half hour.
That's a good one.
Johnny Cakes?
I'm better than you because I know how to dance the wobble.
And my girlfriend, Kelly, don't
Shelly,
fuck this
Shelly,
up.
Remember?
Shelly. Sherry?
Shooty?
Shanooty.
Salaya.
Shanooty.
I'm better than you because wearing only electrical tape will be the cheapest and most effective Valentine's Day present ever.
Yay! All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, right. Guys.
Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, Hippo Juice, right
live.
Here.
Live.
In the Dutch cave.
Yes.
Do you like that?
I like it.
I don't
Dutch
like
cave.
It anymore.
It's going to be weird sitting Dutch in second mic position running the first mic show, but whatevs.
No, you're going to run everything. I'm just going to, I need to switch this up because this is nonsense.
I'll switch your nonsense up. Yeah. Can we eat? I'm so hungry.
Okay. Jesus Christ, they're high. All right. We'll see you guys next week. The Dutch and Royce.